Dak is taken aback.
Shovel.
Shovel. Brian from Geeknik likes it.
Shovel.
And format RR likes it.
Shovel. Shovel.
I don't have a shovel.
Shovel.
And Zersor says, this guy does accents good. See, these people appreciate it.
You would okay, I want to ask you a question. If somebody pulled this on you, you would not try and hunt them down. You would not try to see them dragged
Star 69
through a fucking swamp.
Star 69.
By the way, some guy was phoning me up before. It was that guy from New Jersey. Remember that guy? And he was phoning the show. And he was phoning me actually when the show wasn't on at like 2 in the morning, at 6 in the morning. I don't know what this guy did. But he did some prank phone calls on me, but he wasn't very good at it. So it wasn't very funny.
Do you know that there's an item that you can get? It's actually hard to get, but if you look in your local library, they carry them. It's called a reverse directory.
I couldn't do it.
Okay, no, you can do it. You can't go to a library?
No. You tell me the process.
Okay, a reverse directory is you star 69 to get the phone number.
Didn't work.
Okay. You try to find out the number somehow. You get the number.
Didn't work. I talked to the operator. You can... The only way was for me to go out and buy a call display.
Okay, you get a call display.
And they said, even then, it may not work.
You get a call display. If you get a call display and you can get this person's number, there is a device called a reverse directory. Now, for each town, for each area, they take the phone numbers. And they start off at, like, say, the prefix is 533.
Okay.
0000.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And then they tell you the address that's next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go all the way up through all the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Each area.
Well, you can look that up on the internet now.
Yes. Yeah, they have them on the internet. True. They used to be it. Basically, this is this was in
or,
like,
or assuming you can just get the phone number and the area code.
Mm-hmm.
You can call up the local phone company there and register a complaint against whoever's at that number.
Yeah, but they won't give you the address. I see where you're going, Brian. I see where you're going, and I have to agree with you. This is not a bad idea.
Taking a different route of getting the guy's address.
I am taking a different route.
You can mail him a letter, right?
No. It involved no letter, but it is in the mail.
It's coming in the mail. But the good thing is that these guys from New Jersey phoned the 1-800 number. And little did they know at that time that every 1-800 number call is logged.
Yes.
They promptly stopped after I revealed this information. And revealed their phone numbers all over the air. I believe you're there.
Yeah,
right?
What actions? What responses was taken by the Horde of Justice, as I like to call them?
We don't know. Could have been anything.
It's like
they could have done anything, and I don't want to know about it.
That's true.
Right? Do you really want to know? The phone calls have stopped.
Let's put it this way. Lack of knowledge implies basically, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ignorance of the law is not...
No, not ignorance of the law, but basically no pre-knowledge. You know, it's like...
Plausible deniability.
Thank you. That's the word.
People are actually waking up now. Sir Story says, I wonder what it smells like at the Rant Radio studio. It's actually okay. We've got the window open. We've got lots of fans going in. Either I've gotten completely used to the smell, which is actually a pretty good possibility. So when the people come this round today,
dropping like flies.
Like, we've got left enough candy in here. We might light some candles, some more candles.
Did somebody kill a muskox? What is
that? Fuck. And Ophi Dophi says, hey, I'm from New Jersey. Well, not everyone is bad, just most of the people.
Can I ask you a question, Ophi? How do you put up with the smell? I'm not making that up. Basically, I used to live in New York, and every time I went through Jersey, I could not believe. I went across the turnpike, and I could not fucking believe the smell.
Okay, well, what's going on? A whole ton of people are joining.
Maybe
is it? It's 9 o'clock. With everyone set their reach over their computer.
Actually, at 3 hours.
Back east, that's noon.
Oh. That's right.
It's 12.
That's right.
Most people get up around 12.
Very true, okay.
Especially the lazy sods we know.
Well, I remember I used to have a saying. I said, if something happens before noon, That's really important. It'll be on the 6 o'clock news.
Well, I found that there's a lot of fucking sewage in New Jersey, I said.
Yeah.
Just raw sewage running through the sides of the streets there, or what?
No. Basically, they dump Jersey, and there's like one other place, dumps their sewage directly into
the dumping ground of America.
Into like the Hudson. Or they used to. I don't know if they do that anymore. I was back there in 82 and previous. I was there in the 70s and the 80s, the early 80s.
When the river caught fire.
Yeah, I was there when the river caught fire.
What was it burning?
What? Oh, the stuff that was on the surface.
Ugh.
It caught fire. The river caught fire. That was like the most fucked thing I've ever seen.
The river of fire. The whole river was like...
No, not the whole juice section.
Just on its surface, the phrase is just wrong. The river caught fire.
However, yes. Basically, it was much worse in the... what was it? In Ohio. What was the name of the river that caught fire?
Ohio River.
If anyone knows, not the Ohio River. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, in the state of Ohio... There was a major river that we're talking back in the 60s and the 70s, or it might have been the early 70s, caught fire. I know none of you were alive back then, but this is probably something that's actually remembered. So if any of you know, somebody just type some stuff in there.
Nope.
Okay.
Not what you want.
If anybody knows what the name of the river is, please type it in because, as
and
we
it
all
caught
know.
Fire too?
No, it caught really fire. I mean, it,
okay,
like.
Okay, type
it
in Ohio
burned.
River fire.
Yeah.
60s. Maybe.
70s. 60s or 70s. And it burned. Fucking, it was frightening.
I think I'm catching my third wind, even though I didn't need it.
Yeah, me neither. It's like, I'm back, man. Yeah,
we're happening, grooving. My brain's not quite. It's picked up a little. I think it was my brain's third.
What for me, me brain?
You mean no, you babe brain?
Venus brain? Why me laugh?
Oh, I'll post a 1-800 number. We need some more calls or something.
Oh, thank God for Matt Graney.
Yeah.
He
supplied at least a third of my life.
It's 1-877-729-7268, and that's on the IRC. 1-877-SAY-RANT, if you like spelling out phone numbers. We might actually go to the 1-800 number on-the-spot interview soon. You don't think that's going
to
be good?
I despise that. I remember when we used to do that back in the old days, and I was just like...
It was always death.
It was death, man. It was like... It
you
was
mean
like,
in the show?
Yeah, it was like, well, it's time to end the show, so we think we'll do the Let's Dial the 1-800 number.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Why, we've got nothing once again. Wasn't that amusing? Ha, 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 ha.
That's like, what we ran the clock at.
That's not 1-800. No, it's 1-877. You ever heard of 1-888? Those are toll-free, too. People.
No.
Come on.
Come on, please. Work with us. Come on. I mean...
Somebody found something. I don't know what it is, but they found something.
What was the name of it?
Well, I'm just bringing it up now.
Was that done by a gargoyle?
Oh, it was done by Brian from Geeknik.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
30 years later, river that caught fire, still recovering. The skyline of Cleveland over the Cuyahoga.
The Cuyahoga River.
Three decades ago event that occurred that would galvanize U.S. environmental movement. The Cuyahoga River became a river of fire. A nauseating brew of flammable pollutants from steel mills, paint factories, and chemical plants and sewage burst into flame. Oh, my God. They don't have any pictures of it.
I know. It's fucking stupid.
It's too bad.
I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and it's like... Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Something just ain't right there. Mother Nature never intended this.
Oh, and their links are all broken.
And if she did, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Somehow I don't think on their national recreation area page they'll have the River of Fire pictures. Come visit Ohio.
We once caught fire.
A good slogan. I think that's the one to run with. Like, whoa. Yeah, but you said 1-800, I can't be lied to. Whatever. Okay, if you don't believe us, you know we've been having phone calls all night, and we've been having
wait for a second. If you don't believe us,
don't call in. It's that simple, Ofi Dofi. Hey,
thank you.
And where was he from?
Jersey.
Okay. Hey, we got a picture.
Hey, cool.
Sweet. Thank you. That was from Brian again.
The man is amazing.
Oh,
that's
he is?
Why he works for he works for one of the webmen.
Geeknik, yeah, one of those news pages. So he's good at scrounging for news. Holy cow! Look at these pictures. Where's a good one?
That one on fire was pretty good.
Yeah, let's take a look. Oh, good. Look how big it blew up. The exact same size. I love that when they put a picture, and you can click on it, and then it just kills everything else but the picture.
Yeah.
Like, well, that makes it way bigger. I can see everything.
In case you wanted to
look on the thumbnail for a larger picture, and it's like
the thumbnail again. No, it's the thumbnail. I just clicked on it.
Jesus S. Christ.
Oh, look at that.
Who let the fuck? I mean, seriously, who let these people out without a keeper? That's what I want to know. I mean.
It would be fun, all the exercise running around on fire.
As somebody who's worked inside a fire, let me just tell you, it's not fun. It's the hottest thing you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I have been in full turnout gear. I have.
Just think of the biggest bonfire you've ever been to. Remember how hot that was?
Yeah, it basically,
that's nothing,
I've
right?
Been full turnout gear. I've basically been
at least the biggest bonfire you've been to that you know didn't kill a bunch of people.
I was not the lead on the hose, which means I was the second man. I was like the anchor. The person in front of me was the lead.
That's
the guy.
Brutal, right?
That's even worse.
By the way, as a side note, those morons down in Texas. Are doing it again, except that from now on they have, like, professionals
that big
supervising
log
it.
Stupid and fucking that, thing
yeah,
they stacked
people,
it up 13, and people died.
13 people died and they called it a national tragedy when it really was natural selection in fucking order.
These people were fooling around on the logs.
From now on they have, like, professionals supervising it and they're not building it nearly as big.
And some people think that's kind of a disgrace because they think they should go back to the big size because to do anything less is disrespectful. This is a quote I heard. Is disrespectful to the memory of those who've died.
Let's build it exactly the same again.
Okay. Could you please stand
Send
here?
Send your best men, please.
Could you please stand here? Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, the logs
let's try
attacking
beat that
again.
Record every year. This year
we got
26.
26 people dead. Oh,
well, I'd argue that last part. The people part.
The people part.
Now, they may be dead, but...
They're not people.
No, thank you. You're that dumb. I've told you before, I don't consider you human.
Bleach in the gene pool.
That's what God needs.
Dab here.
But thank you for your entry in the Darwin Award sweepstakes.
That's right.
Your check is in the mail.
You know the worst part is? If the Darwin Awards had included those 13 people that died, public opinion would have turned against it. Because it was like 13 people who died trying to do something fun, like burn stuff.
For sports,
their team spirit. So, you know, it would have been like a real tragedy if they were like written up that way and thought of as being basically a bunch of fucking losers who deserved to basically be squishy poo-pooed by a large fucking log.
Whatever, Ken, Barbie, get the fuck out of my face.
They're climbing on a large pile of logs.
Which they're about to basically burn because, you know, hey, you know, team spirit and basically it's a school tradition. You know, well, hey, at one point it was a fucking tradition to basically shoot people who were fucking this dumb.
That's right.
I say we go back. I say we follow traditions. What can I say?
The Darwin Awards kick ass, says Pele. It should be a fucking TV show.
Hey, wait a second. We could rename it Survivor, and it would really work.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, 9 a.m. is 6 p.m. in France. FT Rooster.
And this
runs what? Well, it's 9 a.m. here. Is he in France? I don't think so. I don't think we have any overseas listeners.
That's right. We're North American.
Well, we've had some Australian listeners to the show because I think it's like noon there.
Yeah, but
when it's 9 p.m., it works out pretty well.
But hey, but they speak English, so, you know, you've never... Ooh, I gotta shut up.
we're not actually anti-foreign or anything like that. We're just kind of English-centric here because we're too lazy to learn any other language.
I don't want to fucking... Hey, let's put it this way.
And we look down on the rest of you people just a little bit. Not on your ethnicity or anything like that, but because of those... strange monkey noises you make when you call language.
By the way, we should...
I'm not very proud of speaking English. It's not a very good language.
We should mention one thing, that if I went to fucking another country, I would want to speak the language. Before I went to, like, Spain, before I went to, like, Mexico, before I went to...
Speak enough?
I would want to make
sure
I speak enough
Spanish. At least enough to get laid or your face slapped.
Yeah, exactly.
One or the other. Just keep saying the same line.
Same thing for France. same thing for any fucking country I went to.
Yep. Food stuff, bathroom.
So that I
bus,
basically,
stuff
I
like
am
that.
Not a fucking annoyance
yeah.
to whoever the fuck I have to talk to.
That's right.
Because
you wouldn't want somebody coming here and speaking slowly in a different language to you.
That I can't understand. Yeah, exactly.
And then, as you said, like, you make the conscientious effort to get better at it, get better at your pronunciation, and learn the fucking language.
The worst part is when I have to deal with people who don't speak the language, and because of my job, I am the first person they usually, like, meet. And also, I'm usually trying to keep people out of areas for either security reasons or for even their own safety.
And with stupid people, this is a truism. It usually works both ways as well, whether it's the person in English trying to get a point across to the person who doesn't speak the language, or the person who doesn't speak English trying to get the point back across to the English speaker. They seem to think that if you say something louder, it will be more understandable.
No, I don't do that. I do try to basically speak slowly, and I try to make simple motions that basically...
I was talking, Dak, about, you know, the stupid people.
Yeah, the stupid people. I try to talk slowly.
Like the typical ugly American tourist.
Yes, exactly.
Who figures if he yells everything at the top of his lungs that the foreigner will understand him better.
Because he obviously is not listening right, you know. I try to basically... the best way to describe it is I try to, like, make simple words, slowly spoken...
hand motions
that are obvious to, like...
It's like, no, or
yes,
come this way,
yes.
Pointing. Like.
Very, very simple things. And the worst part is, the thing that drives me crazy, the thing that is one day going to get me to actually say something that I know is going to get me fired, is when they turn to me, smile, and go back to doing what they were just about to do. Must kill him!
No is pretty new, universal. No, oh. Shaking the head. Very short word.
Yes. Stop.
Nine. No.
I want to learn the word no in every language on the planet.
Because it's very useful. Usually, that's why you're saying it.
Yes.
It's like, no, don't do that.
Yes. No.
Don't
no.
do that. No, no, no.
No, no. No. And I also would like to learn the word bad in every language.
No bad.
No. Bad.
You just keep saying it till they understand.
Yeah, fuck. Maybe if I basically look like Lance... what was his name? Lars...
Lars Ulrich.
It wasn't Lars Ulrich. What was the other characters that they had doing that in the cartoon?
It was James Hatfield.
Yeah, James Hatfield. You know, it was like, no! Bad! You know, maybe they'll get it then, you know.
Maybe in another 10 years or so, we'll actually have, like, the technology progress so we can actually have, like, a Star Trek type...
Universal translator
or some shit.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
But
they do have those.
Until that time...
They do have those.
I know.
Unfortunately, right now, they're kind of limited.
Until that time, I have to...
Especially in a handheld device.
Until that time, I have to basically put up with these people. I do. Because God doesn't like me a lot.
Pele says the middle finger should be universal as well.
Actually, it isn't, but I know basically a lot of different symbols that basically people will get... Actually, well, it all depends. If you were to go up in Italy,
the fist.
They wouldn't get you.
Oh, yeah.
But if basically you were to... Hang on for this for a second. If you were to basically...
Into the mouth.
Point it towards me. Point. Thank you.
There we go.
If you were to basically point your arm down while slapping it just above the elbow...
Oh, yeah.
In Italy, that would mean that.
You know, okay.
There's different countries... It's all pretty much about the same thing.
If you use the American middle finger...
They've probably
seen enough movies that they would get it.
Yeah.
The American movies.
Unfortunately, our culture is leeching across the entire world like a virus that it is.
The way it works, because they think the American movies are the best.
Well, no, it's just because...
They got the bigger budget.
Yep, that's
about it. More budget
it's not
for
so
more
much
distribution.
That the world thinks that the American movies are the best.
Americans think that American movies are the best. And therefore, yeah, it carries on.
And they will enforce this opinion at the point of a gun.
I think... Talking about, like, international movies, was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before. We lost quite possibly...
Hey, Coma Boy!
Coma Boy is awake and alive!
Woohoo!
Nice.
We lost quite possibly the greatest director on this planet.
Yeah?
Akira Kurosawa.
And he directed... Seven Samurai, which I have not seen, which I want on DVD from the Criterion Collection.
As well as numerous
but
other...
But it's out of print.
Some of his, like, basically...
You want to use the phone? Sure.
Some of the most amazing stuff that Kurosawa did was he took a lot of the Shakespeare plays.
Yeah, translated them.
And translated them into samurai dramas.
Wow, which probably worked pretty well.
Macbeth as basically portraits.
He also did the original Japanese pictures that things like,
but
the great Hollywood West. Some of the great Hollywood westerns were built. Yeah.
Magnificent Seven, and also basically
also the early Eastwood Man with No Name pictures were
the spaghetti westerns,
just completely ripped off from Kurosawa's
Yojimbo films.
Or aren't all the Shakespeare films or all the Shakespeare plays just really basic
human drama?
Human drama and. Almost everything is based upon some simple set of rules.
They're like two films. The one is called Fortress of Blood, which is Macbeth, which you have to see. I mean, just for the ending fight. When you understand I'll say the word pincushion, it'll give away nothing, and when you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean.
I can almost think about it. Yeah.
And the other one is the movie Ran, which is
I want to see as well.
Which is King Lear. Done by basically.
That's on my list, Ran.
It is.
And there's one other that's an absolute must see. It's called Rashomon.
Rashomon, yeah.
Which was not actually based on like Shakespeare or anything like that.
But just a Kurosawa film.
But it had this amazing, just way of telling the story. Basically, what it did was it was incredibly influential because it told the same story, but except from several different points of view. And, of course, how each person
interpreted and each person
and
interprets the story.
Oh, that's very cool. I like movies like that, such as Pulp Fiction.
It's very much like that, except for it's an incident, a simple incident that happens in this village where a murder takes place and a suicide takes place. Resulting from it, and you have several different people's point of views from the story.
And you're trying to figure out what actually happened based upon these several different points of
views. Which is the truth point?
Yeah, which one's the real one?
But the point is, with Kurosawa, the real point of view wasn't important. It was perspective.
And this
that's what
is really
all about.
The first example in cinema of that sort of
multiple
story.
Multiple basically perspective.
Usually, it's just a third person.
Yes.
Following a couple of people along.
Yes. It was the first multiple perspective, which was...
So he was a pioneer of various kind of movie-making
techniques.
He was.
I mean, he was not a great Japanese filmmaker. He was a great filmmaker, period.
Period. He was. I can honestly consider him to be quite possibly the greatest filmmaker ever.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen any of his films.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all of them. I'd love to see all of them.
Uh-huh.
And even the old black and white ones, the production values are maybe a little dated, but they hold up incredibly well.
They're amazing. Yeah. And it's not just basically the action. It's not just people chopping on each other with swords and blood squirting 30 feet into the air, which, believe me, there does happen in these films.
30 feet in the air.
I'm not making that up. And it's the stories. It's pure, basically human drama. I mean, it's things that doesn't matter what culture you're from, who you are, you will understand. You'll identify with.
Yeah.
It's basically for a while there, Japanese cinema almost made me think that there was a hope for Hollywood, and then I watched a few more films and that dropped away.
You're like, fuck Hollywood. Maybe one film a year.
I said, we had
this last year and a half has been fucking amazing.
Two films which I was just...
I mean, there's been the crap, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You always get the crap.
What's up? Got to go in someplace? Who was it?
Fuck work.
Work bad.
They called me in last time. People died.
I'm not doing that again.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second. Let me step in here for Jan. He played the dun 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 sympathy card. What'd you get? 3 days' pay?
No.
You can get that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
Did you?
It's almost justified, really. Sometimes
you didn't get the 3 day sympathy. You didn't pull it.
No, I didn't pull it.
Oh.
Saving up for six next time.
Yeah. No, I'm just, it's just one of those ones of, no, I don't feel like coming in. Well, why didn't you feel like coming in? Because I don't feel like coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell them?
Well, it'll get around, right? People know.
If they don't know by now,
Yeah, that's true. You basically you have to report that. The company already knows about it.
Yeah, they know. So I was like, I don't feel like coming in. Well, why don't you feel like coming in? I don't feel like coming in. Oh, okay.
Well, they'll find out eventually from somebody.
Yeah, there's such...
People are very thick.
Oh, it's like, where's Ronan Medic? Well, didn't you hear about last night? It's like...
Hello, Uncle Dak, it is Jacques. I don't care about the 9-car accident that happened outside where 7 people died horribly in flames and you can hear them screaming. I need you to come in.
Ah, you know my boss.
No?
The appropriate response is, fuck you.
That's right.
I do not understand. What is your problem? I hear people screaming and dying all the time. Wake up, Jacques. This is
what is that? That is so weird with the screen.
The way it gets lighter and darker?
Yeah.
Just the way standing in front of the light, he's blocking off some light. It actually, with the camera, it makes the brightest thing in the room a certain light level.
Okay.
So when he steps in front of it, he becomes the brightest thing in the room and everything else gets dark.
Wow, my teacher would never believe me.
I can't argue with you.
It's got a built-in light sensitivity.
It's good for darkness and when it's really bright.
What you'll notice in some badly lit films, especially Canadian-made
ones, like that,
is that the person in the background will be perfectly well-lit, but the person in the foreground will be underlit because they don't actually understand how to light properly.
Well, there were 3 films last year. I'm trying to remember this now because I talked about this before and I couldn't remember it. There were 3 films last year that actually impressed me.
Into the mic.
Okay, American Beauty.
I haven't seen it, but I have to. Yep.
Brian, what were the films that we were both impressed with last year?
Matrix?
No. Well, Matrix. It was Matrix last
year. The
year
before. Yeah, 99, Matrix, no.
American Beauty was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
You must check that film out.
Yes.
It is the flip side of Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club. Fight Club was the
Fight
other
Club.
One.
Fight Club.
And there was one other film that I was
I was personally dazzled with by The Insider.
Yeah, that was it, The Insider. That was the third
one. I mean, I liked that too a lot. It was really good.
It's one of the major health stories and tragedies of our time, you know, what the tobacco companies have gotten away with. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Jeffrey Wigand is a hero for blowing the whistle on those assholes.
And once again, if you can't believe it, that's Russell Crowe, the same guy who does Gladiator, who is like, you know, Maximus, is basically also Jeffrey Wigand. He's the same actor, just two...
Very diverse.
Yes, two...
Very different.
Just a little bit of range there, huh?
Just not like Pretty Boy Brad Pitt, where, you know, it's Pretty Boy Brad Pitt every fucking film. So
right.
I have to say that he did impress me with Fight Club. That was a different character for him. That was the first time I've seen any serious range with this guy. Now,
was good.
I don't know if it's his fault in the fact that he can't actually act and he finally broke out, or just Hollywood won't give him another fucking role.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
It's at least partly his fault, because I've actually seen like a couple of interviews with him, and he is seriously not very bright.
Just good looking, huh?
Just good looking, and he can act.
It's good directing.
He can even act like he's got more brains than he does. But he's just not very bright. He's about as bright as you think Keanu Reeves is, but except
Keanu Reeves is amazingly bright.
Is actually pretty darn bright.
KGHI says, what about American Pie?
That
was a summer film.
American Pie was a comedy. But we're talking about serious filmmaking. You know, it's like
very few comedies make it into the... Wow, that really moved me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really hard to do that.
Especially these days when the level of comedy they shoot for is There's Something About Mary.
Yeah. Funny films. But it
wasn't bad.
He basically came in his ear and then she used it as hair gel.
And I'll think about that 10 times.
Yeah, that'll go down in the annals of comedy history.
Yeah.
Right up there with Keaton and Chaplin.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, Jerry Lewis has just been knocked off the page. You know, boys in France pissed, you know.
Let's not talk about Jerry Lewis. That's just a dark episode.
Yeah, actually, you know, I thinking about Jerry Lewis, I'm starting to feel like him, you know, during that fucking marathon every year.
Oh, yeah, you know, you know how he feels now, right?
Exactly. Please give. Save our kids.
You know, it's like,
save me.
We can find a cure for boredom in our time.
You know, the kids are just like so great, but you know.
But he gets to sleep.
I don't, you know,
it's only pennies a day, but you can send a kid to. Camp, what was it? Camp Concentration?
Camp Concentration. Where they'll concentrate on things.
Please just
like getting their
the
next
kids.
Meal.
Just help the kids. That's all we ask.
Sammy!
It's good to be back. How you doing, Jerry?
Do a little Mr. Bojangles for us.
What? Are you kidding me? This is charity. Where's the damn cash?
Hey, wait a second. He is Jewish.
Of course I am.
I love working with a professional. Oh, God, yeah, I tell you, it's, you got to wonder about all the shit that's just out there. If you don't wake up every day and stop and think, just, like, look at it and just laugh at the bullshit you see. I'm serious.
That's right.
I hate to tell you this. If you do not laugh at all the bullshit you see, at least once a day, you've taken that day too seriously.
Yep, that's what we do on the show.
Yes, not
we
just on the show.
We take all the stuff in and we just laugh at it.
Yes, every
because
day.
Because it is funny.
I'll pull a line here for that I'm sure he stole anyway, but Elvis Costello said it in a song. I used to be disgusted, now I try to be amused.
Yep. Uh-huh. Kids, it's all fucked up. Nothing's good no more.
Oh. Are you seeing this world's got a best before date?
No shit.
And it smells rotten.
And it done went bad about 3 months ago.
I put that date back a little bit.
I think the moment rivers started catching fires, the world.
We're talking 3 months ago on, you know, remember Cosmos, the cosmic calendar?
Oh, I understand what
all
you're
of
saying.
Human history is in the last minute of the last day.
No, it's the last second.
Oh, yeah.
Of the last minute of the last day. If you were to take human history compared to the rest of the world as a timeline,
it went bad about nothing. 3 months ago.
Way back.
As I said before, turn it over to the lemurs.
When life began.
As soon as we fell out of the tree.
Yup. When we got down, things went wrong.
Should have stayed up.
Next time we give the woman fire.
Oh, God, no, please. That's a National Film Board of Canada cartoon. And by
no
the way,
I haven't more seen that cartoons. One.
By the way, on behalf of the entire world, we here in Canada apologize.
National
Film Board
of Canada. And once more, we can never say this too many times. We apologize again for Brian Adams.
That's right.
We're very sorry for Brian Adams. We'd like to send an official written apology to everyone out there. However,
on the planet.
Please send us your addresses.
Send us your addresses, and we'll send you apologies. At least from the city of Vancouver.
Signed
anyways.
By Brian Adams.
Oh,
hey, Farvel joined in for 2 seconds.
So how many people we got on the web right now?
On the IRC, I don't know if they're there or not. I really don't think half these people are there because they haven't typed anything in hours.
Okay.
They're just let their computer sit
they
there.
They passed up and died.
Oh, they have. It's
going down as basically the biggest.
Wow, well, there's a lot of people in the channel.
It's going down as the biggest fucking mass suicide, basically killing
since Jonestown.
Their computers are still
Jonestown,
locked in,
but at least we've basically outdone Heaven's Gate.
Oh, people are saying,
I got my $5, my roll of quarters.
Where's the UFO? I'm ready to go.
Gargo, Mr. Echo, Cenobite, Ophie, Dofie, Decker, Format, RR, Decker, Test Rider, FT Rooster, Gargoyle, Adam, Gargoyle, Big. Big?
Big.
That's a new one. I'm going to have to verify that one, Mr. Big, there. I'm going to have to look that one up, because I've never seen you before. You may be in, you may not be in. Do a search. B-I-G.
We're checking you out. We want to see your credentials.
Checking you out.
Papers? You must present your papers.
Yeah, Mr. Big. Mr. Big is in there.
We're sorry.
But he's notorious.
From Largo, Florida. Largo, Florida, USA.
Largo, Florida.
Largo, Florida. Florida is a beautiful... Florida
state.
is my state.
I know why it's flat. All those damn hurricanes.
No shit, man. We it is fucking bad shit. But
great state, though.
I love it.
From Florida, did you say? Did you drove and did you flew?
Let's be careful where we're going with this stuff.
Careful.
Continuing down the list. Nomad 316, Prophet Nixter, Prophet No Deal, Prophet Zerstar, Ronan Burns, Smokehouse. Who's
hey,
a sleeper?
Smokey.
Smokehouse, wake up! Smokehouse, wake up!
Stop
He's
that subliminal messaging. I thought we were on this radio station.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Brian from GeekNick, DJ Intensity... Ellis from Geek News.
Ellis is still there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's hard.
Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, amazing. Emperor Chang, Farball. Farball's back.
We don't think he's human. We think he's actually basically a program that's gained intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
what was the date? August, what was it? Come on, give me the date. Somebody got to remember the date.
Were computers gained intelligence?
Yes.
Ellis, Eliza.
Oh, yeah, it's an evolved version of Eliza, which is like the stupid program that tries to emulate a real person.
Gotta wonder.
Doesn't do very well, though.
maybe this is like the...
Ellis, product improved.
Hello,
yeah.
Eliza. How do you feel about hello? I feel okay about it. How do you feel about it? It's like, fucking bad.
Whoa.
You'd have to see the program. Marvy, Forensic, and Pele, kicking it in.
Yeah, that's right.
Goal!
Go Pele. Okay.
I used to love that. What's that kick called where he would, like, flip his ass back?
A bicycle kick.
Yeah, it was the most amazing. I used to watch this shit and go, this man has no fucking care for his spine. He doesn't.
Broken.
He does not care if he fucking walks again. He wants that ball in the fucking goal line.
Well, he has a choice. He can either kick the ball in the goal or he can go out and deal with the rougher suburbs of Brazil.
Yeah, I know, but this was after he had gone to New York. He was still doing this shit. I mean, the man didn't get it. I mean, they weren't going to shoot him here. We didn't care about soccer in New York. They won. That's nice. Thanks. Who cares? That really fucking pissed the rest of the world off. Like, it was like, what year was it that New York won the World Cup?
New York didn't win the World Cup. New York may be a central entity unto itself, but it is not its own country and doesn't have its own sports.
No, the U.S. was the U.S. basically.
You mean back when they had the North American Soccer League?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the fond story I remember will always be 1979 because that was the year Pele, was a very central figure with the New York Cosmos, but unfortunately they ran into a group of nobodies called the Vancouver Whitecaps and managed to somehow lose the entire series.
Oh, of course you remember that. But I remember one point where basically, like...
That's just my personal bias.
I remember a point where basically the U.S. actually won. I might be wrong, but I think the U.S. won this year, and
of course, there's a slightly sad ending to the Vancouver Whitecaps story, because... After that, they didn't do quite so well the next year, and well, Vancouver being the home team spirit kind of town that
it is,
we completely abandoned them and let them die.
Well, that's okay. The entire league went straight tits up after that, within 3 years. Anyways, like, well, if we let New York win, the league flourishes.
Actually, I apologize. It was not the World Cup. It was basically the New York White... The New York Cosmos won the
local soccer league.
Won the U.S. soccer league or something like that, and no one cared in New York.
Everyone's saying, "Oh, Sean Kay's gone," because they're all tuning in, right?
Yeah,
Sean Kay is gone.
He will be back.
He will be back.
If you'd like to win the prize, tell us where Sean Kay is gone. Sean Kay's gone home. He was weak.
No, he wasn't weak. He was just unconscious.
Moment of weakness. Yes, he's unconscious.
Yes, he is human, people.
Did he have a car?
I don't know.
He didn't have a car. How did he get home?
He's my Jeep.
Oh,
so he
might have been able to walk that whole...
He didn't have a car, but he was, like, totally passed out. That's why he left, because he was just asleep.
No, I don't want to find him in the ditch, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So, when did Sean leave? Was it 5?
I can't remember what we were just talking about. You want to remember me? Have me remember that far back?
I'm just trying to figure out how long he's been away.
Don't you work tonight, Uncle Dak?
No, not tonight, but tomorrow. I have to be up at 4:30 Monday morning.
How did you manage to get a day off? I'm still trying to scratch my head about it.
Because I work the next 3 days, have 2 days off, and then I work until the 17th.
But I'm confused.
So am I.
No.
Emperor Chang says he tuned in to Rent Radio 11:30 on Saturday, passes out of bed at around 2 a.m., wakes up to the sound of Dak slamming immigrants, crawls to the kitchen, pours generic brand Rice Krispies, I can feel my legs, I'm okay.
You consider that okay, Emperor Chang? Get checked in.
Welcome, okay. Welcome to Rant Radio.
Where I can feel my legs.
by the way, we have a new slogan here we just came up with this morning. Rant Radio, it's cheaper than therapy.
That's right, cheaper than therapy. It's not better, but it's cheaper. It's free.
Hey, it's
well,
free.
You know, if you're actually interested in mental health, therapy would probably be better for you.
Hey, hey, I'm basically okay. Remember, two out of three psychiatrists say Dax okay. I mean, that's not a selling point. What is?
I mean, that's right. Two out of three. Jeez.
Two out of three.
So, if any of you have some questions for us.
Yep, any questions, we'll answer.
Throw it out under the floor
just
there.
Just consider me your own personal fucking Kreskin.
That's right. 1-877. Say rant.
We'll just go up to the porch and get ourselves that mayonnaise jar.
We've just been on there from Funkin' Wagner since Monday yesterday. Yep.
1-877-729-7268. 1-877-SAY-RANT.
We finally ran out of topics, huh?
Yeah. What do you mean ran out of topics? It was like 4:30.
It's almost 10, so that's 13 hours. Fuck.
Hey, that's pretty decent. We're halfway there.
Oh my god.
I feel
50% of the way.
You know something?
Here we go.
After this, I'm getting into politics because I can do a filibuster. I have no fucking doubt.
That's great.
Bella says, hey, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Rant Radio, audio medication not covered by Medicare.
I never quite thought of that. I wish I had known that before I met Monica.
Oh,
man. Can you clean dresses?
Oh, here we go.
Somebody's
geared up to ask us a question.
Okay.
Why isn't the phone ringing? Oh, I've turned it off.
Aren't you again. Brilliant?
Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-hour marathon. We're almost halfway through. Who's this?
Hey, this is Decker Format.
Decker Format. I don't think you've ever phoned in,
have you?
No, it's my first time.
All right.
First-time caller.
Radio Virgin.
What's going with you guys down there?
What?
How's it going with you guys?
Down here. Okay. Where are you located?
Up there, wherever.
Up here in Canada.
Up there out west, you know, in New York.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Actually, New York, that's almost parallel, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was.
No, they're a little more south than us.
A little bit more south?
Far.
Well, I know east, yeah. So we're hanging in there. We're halfway through the marathon. Oh, my God.
What part of New York are you from?
I'm in northern New York. It's about 50 miles from the border, Canada.
Okay, just by Albany?
No, I'm by Lake Ontario.
Oh, Lake, okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Brooklyn boy originally. So, you have any questions for us?
Are you guys able to think, or what's going on there?
Well, one out of
after a fashion.
Yeah, well, it takes a little bit longer.
One of us can think. Yeah. I just woke up.
It's strength by numbers. Because we take turns thinking. By the time one of us has finished a sentence, at least one of us has thought up another sentence.
You see, right now, Mike has the brain.
Ronan Medic has the brain.
Ronan Medic has the brain.
It's kind of like a neurological game of hot potato. Give me the brain.
I need to think first.
And it truly amazes me that I can still say the word neurological.
Logical.
Neurological.
Neurological. It's near logical.
When do you expect Sean back?
He said 4 or 5 hours of sleep, maybe 6 hours of sleep.
In other words, expect him
about noon.
If anybody can remember what time he left, I think it was around 5.
3 hours ago, I think.
Yeah.
So
6:30? No way. It was more than 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Six or 5:30 he left here, I think.
So basically, actually, we could always check back on the IRC and find
out. We could look for Sean. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Sean.
Yep.
Bye-bye,
we
for
will
Sean.
Do that, actually.
Yeah, because I can't believe I thought of that.
Yeah, Jack's like, oh, my God, getting into computers. He thought of it better than I did.
Their brains disappear. I get one.
Yeah, we're transferring all computer knowledge to Dak as we speak.
Wow.
So, yeah,
his
Sean.
Hair of learning, a +2 magic item.
Hair of learning.
He learns by osmosis like he used to back in, like in Peanuts. You know, you sleep on the book. It gets absorbed. He actually hasn't read those, but he just slept on them.
So he
it's
could.
Like, it's like having four people on Commodore 64s. They can actually keep up with a Pentium.
And so he'll be back at 10, 11, 12. Within the next 2.5 hours, I'm thinking.
And if not, basically by about 1, 2, we'll basically definitely be bugging his ass.
Doesn't totally bonk out, you know, and not be able to wake up or what?
You know, small.
No, I think he'll wake up.
There ain't no way we ain't dragging his ass across the finish line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, definitely.
So anything, any other strange questions you want to ask?
How'd you back to Pepper Supply?
We still have.
Well, let's count it up here.
We've taken
got three rows of
13.
Three rows of why are we stacking them in 13s? Okay, three rows of 13, 39. I mean, we bought 150.
So we have 110 cans left.
We bought a lot of Dr. Pepper.
You build a pyramid in front of the camera.
We bought $50 worth of Dr. Pepper.
Actually,
okay.
What we're planning on doing is we're planning on actually covering
the ceiling. We're
covering the ceiling in Dr. Pepper cans. No, I'm serious. We were going to do this.
Yeah, Oof thought this up. We're covering the ceiling with Dr. Pepper cans. I don't know how this is going to work, but...
We will do it.
We will do it. Hopefully it doesn't interfere with the sprinkler system,
yeah,
stuff like
it.
That.
What the hell? It's only a fire.
That's right. We'll leave a little room around there.
That's what insurance is for.
Yeah, that's right. Insurance. Novel. So we're going to hang...
Cheap plug.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, here comes the supply of Dr. Pepper.
Cool.
The unofficial sponsor of Rant Radio and What the Hell. And we will continue to say their name until they pay us to stop. Because I'm sure they don't sponsor or endorse anything on this show.
They better think about it. We've got hostages.
We've got Dr. Pepper hostages.
And we're going to keep drinking them until they're all dead.
We're going to keep drinking them until they meet our demands of paying us to stop saying their name. So what were you going to say?
Do you guys do any more gross hospital stories?
We'll be doing some more gross hospital stories later on. I've got a couple hundred.
He's got a couple hundred. So we might actually just play some.
And
I don't know.
Even though at times we begged him to stop, he never gets tired of them.
Because they just keep getting funnier every single time I say them.
What kills me is the fact that they have versions 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. I killed 7 guys last time. I beat up 11 guys. Next time, there were 23 guys outside, and they all had bats. Next thing, I was surrounded by an entire battalion of VC. I only had 9 rounds left.
What'd you do, Uncle Dak? I died.
And I was resurrected 10 days later. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
You've actually woken us up.
Yeah.
Say what the hell.
Hey, what the hell.
All right.
Well,
thank you to Format RR.
What do you know? Our fourth wind is in.
Fourth wind. Yeah. Oh, that was 3.5 for me.
Did we just break
3.5? That could have been it. Thank God for these fans going pretty nuts here, eh? Blown it all around.
That wouldn't have been funny.
No. We need live gross hospital stories. They need live.
Yes, I will tell you a live gross hospital story.
Right now?
Why not?
Oh, I have to play the intro.
Play the intro.
It's not... I make these intros.
I know, and I appreciate it.
That's right.
So can I ask you a favor? Oh, wait.
Okay. Anything to stall. You understand, right? Hi, you're right in the middle of the 26-hour What the Hell Marathon. Who's this?
This is Nomad 316.
Nomad! How you doing?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry I fell asleep, and I wanted to know if any more drunk girls have called in.
Any more drunk girls?
No, we had three.
This shows a 3 drunk girl limit, I guess.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
we had something going here for a while.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
there was some kismet going. I felt it there.
Yeah, we had one non-drunk girl, and one of the drunk girls that phoned in actually came in. So,
hey, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I bet.
It was pretty good. We got it all on tape, and I'll make a nice big CD compilation. Which I'll never give to anyone.
I wanted to know if you have you started the Dr. Pepper intravenously or.
No, we haven't started that quite yet.
No, mind you, Ronan Medic, myself, I have all the kits in case one of us does crash.
All right. Well, you know, that's good that you have that ready.
No, Ronan Medic, no joke. No, this is no bullshit. Is an actual paramedic.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is. And what would...
And don't worry, one of these days we will have to do a show for Rant Radio where I will set up an IV kit and a bottle of Dr. Pepper, and we'll have to take a picture of this.
Is this actually possible to
no,
no,
but
it's very bad.
Because
no.
If you put bubbly shit into your veins,
But to give you an idea of how dumb...
The technical term is an embolism.
Yes. To give you an idea how dumb some kids were, a few years back, some kids started shooting. we're talking injecting alcohol to get a faster, heavier fucking drunk.
What a fucking gimp.
I'm not making this shit up. We're talking, it was like a lot of kids. This was a hot thing down in the States for a couple of years. You remember this shit?
Yeah.
They were taking, it was gin and vodka was the shots of choice.
Or they would fill up a syringe, literally find themselves...
A vein.
A vein, and inject themselves with the alcohol. Because if you do it right, the alcohol goes straight in your veins, and you get drunk...
Instantly.
Within 30 seconds.
Wow.
But if you miss... That is some of the most painful shit you will ever do to yourself.
Think about it. You've just basically taken alcohol and pushed it into your tissue.
Yum, yum, yum.
You've ever basically had alcohol go on a cut?
Imagine having that
inside
your skin.
And that incredible burning pain is cells dying. This is not a good thing.
Well, say what the hell.
Unless you happen to be trying to sterilize a wound.
Your brain, one of the two.
I'm gonna throw the Wayback Machine on.
Oh,
and I'd like you if you can.
Hello, Mr. Peabody.
If you can find the original, what the hell? I mean, the Gross Hospital Story, basically promo.
Sure, yeah.
I haven't heard it in such a long time, and I just love the theme that's from, the song that's from. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, but
from
I'll
basically,
it.
They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Oh, okay.
By Napoleon the 14th. It was a great comedy, basically, thing. By the way, if anyone lives on the West Coast, they should have a chance every week to listen to Dr. Demento. Now, there's a radio program on commercial radio, which I actually recommend. That gets the DAC seal of approval.
Oh, here we are. Here's the old Gross Hospital Story. Intro.
Well, that's quite the list you got.
Yep, lots of things.
And now...
Once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
There's the old intro.
Thank you.
No problem.
Boys and girls, come up, cuddle around your old Uncle Dak.
Hard to miss.
It's time to, once again, for me to tell you a gross hospital story.
Goody, Uncle Dak. Tell us a story, Uncle Dak.
Now, have I mentioned to you that I spent 5 years working at a hospital?
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
Yep. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. And this was one of them. Now, some of you have heard this story at least 3 times. You're going to hear it again.
This is a good Nick. Let's eat flavored sand, says. It's Unky Deck and all his lack of sleep glory.
We'll try and join in on the choruses, okay?
Thank you. To make that a Greek chorus.
It's springtime for everybody.
No. Remember, we must not display the... No.
Mine hair, we have Pops of Zeppelin.
Okay, never mind. Anyhow, so this guy, I've been there for a couple of years now. And this guy walks in, and he's definitely got 1,000-yard stare, if you know what I mean. I mean, let's just say not all the pistons were firing, and it was pretty fucking obvious.
Uh-huh.
And he walks in, and he says, I need to go to maternity. And I'm like going, oh, I know why this guy looks fucked up. He just got told his wife's delivering, and I mean, that can be a fucking surprise. And I go, oh, is your wife basically upstairs? And he goes, no, I'm having a baby. Papang. Oh,
that's this one nasty Taco Bell.
I'm like, pardon. He said, yes, I'm pregnant, I think I'm due. And I went, oh, just a second, I'll get you a nurse. Nope.
This can't be good.
So I kind of go over.
Prophet Zerser, shit, I remember this one. This had better not be the one. I think it is.
And I go,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, it is.
What, you think Uncle Dak has some original stories after a year?
Yeah. You think I can remember everything after 13 hours? So... I basically go over and get the staff, and they talk to this guy. Now, apparently, he thinks he's pregnant, And he thinks it's basically time for him to deliver.
We think he thinks he's pregnant.
That's what, no, that's what he says. And we think that, oh, he needs a bed basically down at 1 South, which is our psych unit, but they're all full right now. So we get to keep him in emergency till somebody gets kicked out and we can put him in because he's a fucking fruit.
Already too many crazies.
Oh, yeah. Basically, let's put it this way. We had a bumper crop that week, okay?
Pick the least of the crazies and put him in the waiter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy? One room.
So we put him in a stretcher in emergency, and
that's where they put him without psychs.
Yeah, and basically he's really docile. He's not putting up a fight. He agrees to whatever we say. He's my kind of crazy, you know, the ones that are easy to deal with, where I don't actually have to work for a living. Hey, I'll be honest, I'm a lazy fucking sod. I'm a security guard. What do you want?
They don't pay you to care.
Exactly.
Isn't it nice when you don't actually have to give them lithium?
No. We pushed Haldol on this guy.
Vitamin H. I highly recommend it for all psychotics. As a matter of fact, 3 out of 4 doctors recommend vitamin H for all psychotic episodes.
I can't remember that.
Haldol is an antipsychotic is the best way to describe it. It's not quite as bad as lithium, which basically puts them into a coma. This just... No, I'm not making that up. I mean, it's like, they drool on themselves with lithium. That's why
they're
awake? Yeah, they're there, but there's like nobody home, okay? It is a heavy fucking narcotic.
That reminds me, I've got a story afterwards I'm going to share with you.
So this guy is basically... We just put him on Haldol, which is just a nice, calming drug, okay? So he should be okay. And now, as the nurse was tucking
Pixie Chick, yes, you should stop eating breakfast.
Yes, Pixie Chick, run. Run, girl, run. Turn off the radio. It's your one chance now. Okay, so anyhow.
No one leaves the computer alive.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this guy, apparently one of the nurses, I wish to God I knew who it was, wasn't very careful when she was tucking like Cuckoo Bird here into bed, and she let or dropped out of her pocket, or maybe, who knows, maybe this guy basically actually slipped it out of his pocket when she wasn't looking, her penny shears. Now, penny shears are also called safety scissors. They have basically...
Pele says, nothing can gross me out.
This is good.
He's new.
We've got
fresh meat.
You'll like these.
So... These scissors are safety scissors. They're designed so that you can't actually poke them into your skin.
Yeah.
You cannot stab yourself with them.
However, they are physically designed that you can actually literally cut or shear pennies.
Those are rounded ends.
Yeah, rounded ends, yes, basically. Actually. You can cut a penny in half with these with no...
With very little problems.
Very snip. You don't have to basically have hand strength that, like, you know, can crush, you know, turn, like, coal into diamonds.
Yeah.
You can just go snip, and it'll chop a penny in half. That's how
those are the ones they sell on TV, and people go door to door.
Yes.
Look, these are the selling point. Look at me shear this penny into a spiral.
Yeah, these things are fucking amazing. All paramedics, all nurses, all doctors, everybody on the planet who's in the medical field uses these things, okay? They are great. Now, Cuckoo Bird, as I've mentioned, has just got his hands on a pair. Okay, now, about half an hour, basically, from when they tucked him into bed, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's quiet down. There's nobody there. I'm sitting at my desk reading. The nurses are in the nurses' station. They have this huge glass area that they can kind of look in at all the stretchers. And one of them kind of sees in the stretcher where our boy is, which is partially ajar so they can kind of keep an eye on him. And it looks like he's fooling around with his crotch. Now, Marie... is basically got a thing against basically wackos, basically
whacking off.
Who knows? Basically, maybe she's a member of basically the Americans for Purity or something.
That's right. No, bad.
I don't think she actually cares about children doing this. I think she just has something about basically wackos basically staining
doing that in her emergency ward.
Staining the sheets. Okay, so you know, go figure, right?
Any other bodily fluid except for that one, please.
So Marie, I guess, decided to go basically have a little talk with basically Nut Boy.
Smack.
Right? She does love basically keeping him in line. So Marie is a veteran. Marie has been there, no fucking lie, for 25 years. She has seen it all. She's worked in an emergency and in a trauma center. She is a licensed midwife. She delivers babies. And if you want to see blood and guts, you should see a baby delivered, okay? Yeah. It is fucking...
Sploosh.
It's a fucking blood, and this thing pops out, okay?
And it starts screaming right away. It looks like a scene out of Alien.
It is. It is fucking grotesque.
And of course, you have to handle this. So.
Yeah, and the best part is basically they say, oh, isn't a childbirth beautiful? Anyhow.
the fact that they're still alive. Thank God I'm alive. Look what I passed.
Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, Marie walks up, veteran that she is, opens the curtain, is about to basically yell at this guy, and lets out a blood-curdling scream. And I get up and I go running over there. And I walk into a fucking charnel house. Nut Boy has decided that he wants to be a woman. And he has proceeded to take the penny shears and remove his scrotum and his dick. And he is halfway through his dick, but, you know, the penny shears are sharp, but they're not really designed for cutting soft tissue. So he's having trouble getting through the actual muscle and the erectile tissue of his penis.
Chew, 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 chew.
The worst part is he's not in seems to be any pain. He's got this dazed, glazed look as he's doing this, and there is blood flowing like a fucking river out of this guy's crotch.
Oh,
I grab the fucking hand and, like, knock the scissors away. The nurses come running in. I run upstairs with them, get this guy into emergency. They tie him to the fucking bed. They sedate him. They put clamps on to basically stop the flow of blood. I get out of there. I go in and take a fucking shower, and I am freaked out at this point. Because I have just seen a man try to cut his own fucking balls and dick off.
And he was not screaming well.
And he was not screaming. He was calm about the whole thing. This is fucking unearthly. This guy was not human. He was possessed.
It
was
two separate things.
It was right. Basically, it was the movie Fallen. Denzel Washington was going to come in any minute, and this guy was going to start singing old 50s songs, okay? This was not human. I was freaked out. And that, boys and girls, is the story of the nut bar and the penny shears.
I guess let's eat flavored sand as a vegetarian. As well, I guess that rules out eating Eve's hot dogs for lunch.
Tasty.
Did you guys ever find out what he was on?
No. No, he was not on anything. He was basically...
He was just whacked.
It was John Bobbitt possessed by Lorraine's spirit.
Fallen down.
Yeah, you got fallen down.
Now he just bought the home do-it-yourself transsexual kit.
Yeah, wow. And he didn't follow the instructions quite
close
enough.
The Black & Decker home lobotomy kit used incorrectly.
Yeah, Black & Decker pecker wrecker.
Yep.
Yes, thank you for following up on that one. I didn't want to quite say that one this early in the morning.
Hey, it's basically past noon over there. Fuck them. If they're not awake by now, too bad.
You can't say obscene stuff during breakfast.
So what are the comments to that one?
Oh, they said, ow, ha, 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 blah, ha, ha, broken, just died, what a fucking wacko. Holy shit.
How did Pele take it?
Pele said, that's fucking hilarious, blah, ha, ha, ha.
He thinks
it's funny.
Pele, do you work EMS or some sort of other emergency service? You have to with that sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Broken says, I think I need a shot of tequila after this story.
I got him drinking before noon. Cool.
Well, that's not saying much.
Shut up.
Look who listens to us.
Oh, yeah.
No, that reminds me of your story earlier about dealing with this individual. Reminded me of quite possibly one of the more interesting calls I ever got.
A Ronin Medic story.
Ooh, there you go. A Ronin Medic story. Woohoo. This is really interesting. We get to a call, and the husband of the wife is standing there. He's like, "Well, I don't know what's wrong with my wife. She's been taking her medication. She's a bit delusional at times. So the doctor prescribed her lithium, and she's just been kind of sleepy and kind of lethargic.
Oh boy!
And we don't really know what's wrong. It's like she just kind of just sits there. She has a little fits, but she doesn't really do that much. So my partner and I wander in, and lo and behold, there's this lady kind of just kind of flopped out there with this glazed, I've just been hit in the head with the shovel way too many times, I now resemble Ren Horak.
Exactly, yeah. Fucking fish slapped, yeah.
Yeah,
I've
exactly,
seen it, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Fish slapped is the term.
Yeah, trout beaten, you know, it's like.
Anyways, when we get there, what immediately throws us off is, well, one, the immensely beyond gone look, the slow respirations, and the fact that she's got this really unusual red buildup all along her teeth. There's an explanation for this.
Oh, no, I think I know.
So, of course, you know, we grab her, we cart her off, and she's like, got that kind of happy look as she just kind of stares. mind you, with a little bit of treatment, she went from glazed Ren Horak trying to get some sleep to approximately a Bill the Cat. So, we proceed.
This is better or worse?
Depends on how you look at it, right?
It's kind of responsive.
It's kind of responsive, but it also could be her death thralls. We weren't sure at the time.
Depends on whether or not you're Steve Dallas.
Anyways, we haul her into Emerge and trade off information and get her on some treatment. And then that's when we find out that apparently this situation of hers has been getting worse and worse over the last 2 weeks. Now, why the husband didn't bring her in beforehand, we're not sure. But long story short, what happened was, she was taking her lithium. Now, lithium is not normally a part of the body. what happened was, is her doctor misprescribed the lithium.
Oh, God.
And prescribed way too much lithium. Way too much lithium. And the buildup on the teeth was actually the excess lithium being removed by the body.
Oh, wow. It comes out through the teeth?
It gets extracted through your teeth and gums.
Wow.
What was the prescription?
That's way too much lithium.
I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I do know it was like, you know, six times the dose you...
Oh! How was she breathing?
Near comatose, foaming at the mouth with excess lithium.
Here, honey, have some more pills. Drop, guzzle.
I don't understand why she's not getting better, Doc.
Holy fuck, the budgie has fallen off the perch with this one.
Wow.
On the one she stands on her tail, you can quote her. Why is my wife a dolphin? Mitzi, what is wrong? What is wrong with my dolphin, Mitzi? I am Heinz Kitzvelvet, trainer of dolphins. And this is my assistant, Schultz. My fishy, she is no longer working very well. I hit her off the head with a hammer, and now she just floats there. Roman medic, can you help me?
I hear nothing.
Oh my god, and when she stands on her tail, it was so cute. Well, now she just float there. All I have now is Flipper, and he's not happy. He tried to hump Schultz. It's not the thing he said.
I can't do that fucking...
What's that, Flipper? You're going to go for help? What do you mean?
Oh, man.
Wow. Friendly and intelligent on rye bread with mayo.
I said, isn't lithium put on batteries?
In some cases, yes. But
well,
it's meant to balance the brain because it's an electrochemical stimulus.
Not that kind of lithium, boys and girls.
No, don't start breaking open your batteries.
Freshy Joe battery.
We've given you a lot of drug information on the show. This is not something you should basically try.
No lithium. Bad.
Hey, I'm going to put this NiCad right in my drink. It should be good for me.
Yeah.
Funny, why are my teeth falling out, and why can't I count past four? One, two, three, and another one, and another one, and another one.
I dropped a battery into my drink and let it dissolve overnight.
Can't be any worse.
I think that's something to make easy off, actually.
Pixie Chick says, wow, sleep deprivation is funny. I don't know if she's talking about us or her. The
scary part is I'm the one who actually got sleep, and I'm still doing this.
So we're going to take a little break here.
All right. What do you got on
while we're
on
funny,
there, Sim?
Get
while
off
we're
the funny, stage,
get
right?
Off
the,
yeah, exactly. It's like, leave me laughing.
We got some more new
Shut
Sean
up,
Rance for
new
you.
New Sean Rance. Excellent.
That's right. Never. Here we go. And the technical support thing, which I may pull out. Pull out the technical support calls.
Technical support calls. From what floor is this to technical support calls?
These are pretty ancient, but still quite applicable. So I'm going to play one. Okay, here we go. You're listening to Rant Radio and What the Hell, 26-hour marathon, and we are exactly halfway through it.
True.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Oh, mama.
It's all downhill from here, Sam.
I think it's all been downhill for about the second hour.
See, what we can do now...
There is no God!
What we can do now is take out the videotape and just play it back.
Excellent!
Yeah, if they were paying attention the first few hours, fuck them.
You've done you've seen the PBS specials. Yeah. Please give. Skip, skip. Please give. Skip, skip, skip.
Yep.
Please give. We have here this special lovely gift.
Unfortunately, I've missed the first 2.5 hours.
So if anybody out there happened to record.
We haven't been doing pledge drive breaks.
Oh, we got to start doing the
pledge drive breaks.
Okay, after we get back.
Only you can save our program.
We're gonna go into some little skits ourselves, I think.
Yep.
Do some role playing here. Okay, here we go. Bye-bye.
So the concept is this, basically. The whole nation has to be put together as a mama. And we're going to walk on this nation, we're going to walk on this power structure, and we're going to say to the whole damn government, stick them up, motherfucker, this is a hold-up, we come for what's ours.
Rant Radio and Cult, we're as sick of it as you are.
What the fuck, Ecos, you asked for it, your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K, time for Live Rant Season. This week, we've got some fuel, we've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province, right on Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old! What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers... that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Help some of our friends, you little fuck. Help some Hollywood squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No way. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica as a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There are so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do. But no, no, I'm going to fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's going to happen. I'm going to get fucking arrested, okay? When it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that they should kill themselves. They should kill other people.
What?
What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la. Fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jean commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consisted a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! There's like 1 billion people in China! Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them, but at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail, so what's the solution? What's the solution here? Enough negativity, we have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's gonna die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know this. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the cult banner. We'll have ourselves, everyone will download brainwashing, and what will happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up a slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms. We all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you. Write a new law on some fucking gruesome pot. Okay? Whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people. Begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So that's all I had to say about that.
Okay? Because that's my network, and I'm not hooked up to the network.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know those girls you see, the ones who are walking down the street and they act like they're fucking blonde bimbos? They're not bimbos. I have a newsflash for you. They're not bimbos. This is who I'm talking to right now. Yo, bimbo, put on some headphones, crank it up to fucking 12 and let me blow your mind. Why are you acting stupid? There's no reason for you to act stupid. Guys don't like it when you're stupid. Shut up. Will you snap the fuck out of it? Come on. You don't have to play this fucking role, okay? Year 2000, whole new beginning, new rules, people are evolving. Why don't you evolve with them? There's nothing sexier than a woman with a fucking purpose and with a brain in her head. Nothing. Yet all these chicks insist on getting breast implants. Why the fuck are you getting a breast implant? Give me a fucking break. If you're doing it because you want to like the way you look, then fine. That's fine. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, you want to get that implant because it thinks, I like the way it looks. Bullshit. You do not like the way it looks. You like the way it makes men look at you. That's why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you're going to be a porn star, you're going to do it because you're going to be a stripper, fine. Fucking go hard, retard. Make money any way you want. That's fine, okay? But stop acting fucking dumb. I realize there's some stupid people out there, and some of them happen to be women, but a grand majority of them at an early age, like 15, you think it's uncool to be smart. You think it's uncool to look like you're into math. So I really like math, but, you know, the guys won't like me, and I don't want to appear nerdy. Fuck it, appear nerdy. Why don't you appear so nerdy that you're going to make 6 figures when you get out of the fucking school? That's the idea. That's the key, is because knowledge is fucking power. And if you sit there and pretend stupid, then that makes you fucking powerless, doesn't it? If you're dumb, you're powerless. And give me the honest to God truth. Honest to God. Aren't you a little bit sick of being powerless? Aren't you a little bit sick of being a fucking rape victim? Aren't you a little sick of being one of the people that just get brushed aside and said, this is man business, honey? Well, then give me a fucking break. Snap the fuck out of it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I can't believe I'm letting you do this to me.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime, punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
And we are back.
Wow.
15 years, you say?
Oh, yeah. Very serious. Do not tape any of our stuff.
Well, here we go.
Just kidding. Yep. Please tape our stuff.
You tape it, give it around, leave it places.
Yeah.
Leave it. You know what you want to do? You want to take our stuff. You want to download it to like just a couple of fucking, I'm serious, really cheesy fucking good old-fashioned tapes. And
yep.
then take it down and just leave it in a case so it looks good. It's not like it's a piece of shit. It looks like it's actually like something somebody might care about. Don't put any fucking label on it and leave it at a bus stop.
There you go. How to get the word out.
And somebody will pick this shit up, and they'll be, you got to know, the first time they start listening to this shit, they're not prepared for it. Their whole world will come crashing down. They'll be like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, it's like, there's Dak basically saying, kill them all. Here's Sean basically screaming the top of his fucking brain off. Here's Jan's over here. I can't fucking do a dolphin. What can I say?
What you gonna do a dolphin?
Shut up, Flipper.
And there's me with those immortal three words that everybody should have drilled into their brain from birth. Think for yourself.
There you go.
That one will probably scare them the most.
I don't want to think for myself. I get television to tell me what to do.
Well, I was having a beer with Jesus the other day after I got off work at the cable access show.
That's right.
Speaking about idiots on the television, Jack Van Impe.
Now, there's a segue.
Oh, no kidding. Eh? Like, what kind of hair is that? I mean,
I swear to God, I'm going to steal this. I'm going to steal this.
The
right.
So hot for Rexella.
Oh, you'll excuse me. I'm going to take a plastic bottle and gouge out my brain.
Too late, mine left. It called him a sick day. It's going home.
Bitch, I want to go with it. Okay, but anyhow, seriously.
She's much less lifelike than the other real dolls.
I've had sleep and I'm still suffering. Is it contagious in this room or something?
Thank you. You've just basically spoiled at least a third of my fantasy for
it. You had a fantasy about Rexella?
No.
It helped.
No, it was a real doll.
Oh.
But it's so lifelike.
Not anymore. But anyhow, no, seriously.
Oh,
I'm
God, Jack, what did you do to that?
I'm gonna seal this right out of Robin Williams' mouth. If you want to know what the fuck his hair looks like, imagine a squirrel crawled to the top of a man's head and died and stayed there. That's what this man's hair looks like.
Brutal.
It's his fucking tail just going...
Decker, Format RR says, do you guys run your show through a real mixer or what? Yeah, it looks like a real mixer. What do you think? It has little knobs and dials and little switches.
By a real mixer, do you mean real-to-real mixer, or basically...
Real, R-E-A-L. Yeah, it's real. It's a Tascam M06. Picked it up at the Captain's.
The Captain's.
For about $100. It's not mine, actually.
Oh, whose is it?
It's Drex's.
Drex.
But if you ever... says I want it back, I'm just going to buy it from him. Because he has no use for it.
Yeah, no shit. What is he going to do, start his own show?
Danger.
Been there, done that.
He may be dropping by.
No, actually, I would love to see him. I haven't seen him since the last time he was on the show with me.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Like
January.
Let's try 6 fucking months.
Wow.
But, you know, if I sound like I'm a little bitter, that's only because, you know, when a friend of mine... I'm not going to say abandoned me, because he didn't. But basically, when a friend of mine doesn't show up for that long, I get a little ticked off, because it's kind of like, hey.
He basically bails on his friends for a woman who likes to call herself the bitch.
And is aptly fucking named, boys and girls.
What's wrong with this picture?
Lay off. And check if he's on right now. No, he's not on. Okay, don't say any more about him.
Okay.
Now, I guess. Wow.
Treading on thin ice for you.
I'm not going to point any fingers here or anything. I'll just let the audience draw its own conclusions.
Pele says, I wish I were still in high school. I'd rebroadcast this shit on the PA. Ever seen Pump Up the Volume?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think was the inspiration
for this?
That's
the inspiration for me.
That and Fight Club was the inspiration for all of this, most of the shit we do.
Pretty much, yeah. I think it pretty much coincided, Fight Club and Cult.
Then if you want to know where my inspiration comes from, just think of the original Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and you've got an idea.
Crush
you don't
and
want
kill
to see
everything.
Well, I do get fire, but I don't spit it.
Pixie chick asks, "Where's Sean K?"
Sean Kay is basically
is unconscious,
unconscious at home. He should be back around noon.
Lucky him.
Lucky him.
He just arrests his brain.
What do you mean, Sim? Just think of all the pretty colors you'll be seeing in a few hours.
Emperor Chang says, I've seen more attractive and well-rounded pencils than Rexella.
Yeah, I remember those from, like, remember elementary school? You used to spin them and the hair used to go.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Beady eyes.
Perfect.
It's amazing that, you know, Jack Van Imp would actually find one like
this to marry. I heard something the other day. Actually, not the other day. This is almost about a year ago. And I couldn't believe it. And I've since heard it again, and I've had it confirmed. Let's turn the way, way back machine
to
what the fuck were their names? Oh, God.
Jim and Tammy Baker?
Jim and Tammy Baker.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever remember or have ever seen
Brought to you by Revlon.
Tammy Bay. No. And I'm not making this up.
Uh-oh.
Tammy Faye had that makeup. And I'm not making this shit up.
Surgically.
It was tattooed.
Yeah, for the lazy woman near you. Yep.
She looks like that.
You must really like that eyeliner.
She looked like that. Her eyes looked like that 24 hours a day.
I think the term earlier for that was coyote ugly.
Yep.
You know, you got to ask yourself, who on earth would want to look like a cheap Bangkok hooker 24/7?
I mean,
and
eventually.
I guess we have our answer. Tammy Faye Messner, which is her new married name. She's long since been divorced from
Well, explains
from good old
how
Jim.
She's able to stay in the country, doesn't it?
No, that's just poor taste on the Americans' part.
Oh.
I apologize to you Americans on behalf of yourselves.
you know what would happen if she got together like Imelda Marcos?
All her looks
shoes.
Would improve?
And her at least her wardrobe would improve, and she'd have better variety.
Oh, God. That woman was without a doubt, and I'm not just basically trying to go for a cheap laugh. I used to look at her, and I would be frightened. I mean, I'm not kidding. I would look at her, and I'd go, whoa.
Someone
alien.
Hit Ava Gabor with an ugly stick.
Yeah.
And trust
That's
me,
about
that
right.
ain't saying much.
No.
Or the other...
just
or,
a couple
or
whacks.
The other all-time classic, she fell out of the ugly tree and hit
every
branch
on the way down. That woman's face was so ugly, tears rolled down the back of her head to get away from her face.
If she came to Vancouver, seagulls would fly upside down to avoid her.
Yep, these are all the cheap, ugly jokes we know.
There ain't nothing cheaper than her.
Oh,
God.
But
wait, there's more.
We're forgetting someone else in the televangelist business.
Who would that be?
I have sinned.
there was Jimmy Swaggart. Now, he was an interesting person. And there's Jerry Falwell, but he was actually too scary to be that funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Because he actually had some political power for a while.
Well, and there was
but there's the ultimate in self-parody. If you have not seen this man, he's still on the air. He's still doing well, from what I understand.
Yeah. Frightening.
And he is the ultimate in televangelist self-parody. You simply must, for laughs per minute, check out the Ernest Angley Hour.
Oh, yeah. God. How can we forget... How can we forget the master?
Every cheap comedy troupe's portrayal of a televangelist is at least in part based on this man's life and work.
He is for real. This guy is
And he
real.
Is funnier than most of them.
We used to get
Except
up...
it's completely unintentional because he's fucking serious.
About 10 years ago when we were a lot younger and we were able to basically... you know, survive the night. I remember a couple of occasions when we were turning on the TV because we were just too tired to go to fucking bed. And we would click to, like, the Ernest Angley hour.
Actually, he even used to have this opening bit that unfortunately he doesn't run anymore. But it was some of the funniest shit ever because he used to talk about his visions of God and shit like that in his just opening segment. So it was a good 5-minute chunk that kind of encapsulated what he was about.
It was a monologue.
And it was fucking hysterically funny. Especially for somebody who's like, you know, irreverent or not particularly religious.
And we would basically turn this guy on and we would laugh our fucking balls off as he basically went into, and I'm not even going to try and do a parody because I'm not going to do it right.
You can't do it justice.
I couldn't do it justice.
It was like watching comedy.
It was
like watching old Eddie Murphy.
It was
for me anyways.
It was Robin Williams on crack. I mean, it was the most insane shit you've ever seen.
Oh yeah, and like, if it wasn't for the commercials, I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Williams was one of the few people who actually did him in his routine, and he wasn't even as funny as the guy is in real life.
Wow.
And this guy is still on, and he's not quite as good as he used to be. I mean, just the way his show was set up a few years back.
Slow down a bit.
Yeah, he's slowed down a little bit. But if you get a chance, just tune into him, and I guarantee you he's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, the scary part is unfortunately, I believe he's got more political power than Pat Robertson, so...
Oh, that's frightening.
Somebody thinks that we're so important that they've joined our channel, spammed in it, and then left. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Pang. Oh, you missed him. Somebody went pang a little too late.
But what did he spam us with?
I'm not going to say.
No, we won't give him the credit.
He's advertising another channel.
Oh.
Which is actually another radio station.
What a nice piece of shit.
That's nice.
Hey, no, he's not a piece of shit.
No, okay, he's not a piece of shit. That's true. Basically,
he's just trying to work off of our how famous we are and how big Grant Radio is.
Yep, no free plugs. Dr. Pepper only.
Dr. Pepper only. And that's only because they're not
bandwidth
paying us.
Bandwidth envy.
Bandwidth envy, oh yeah.
Listener envy.
There we go, listener envy. I'll bitch him out. Oh, somebody's going after him. One of our deckers is going after him. Because it's not like they can't get him.
Sometimes
like, he's still on the IRC.
Sometimes an MP3 is just an MP3.
Thank you, Freud.
What is for all the shouting?
What for is all the shouting?
People are going, pang, pang, pang.
Pang, pang.
That's the only thing in capitals. It's not really that shouting. Let's prank call his show. Well, that'd be cool. I'd do that, but...
Go in peace, my children.
But he's doing the prank calls. He's doing the prank calls, right? So that's what his thing is about. But
see, this is what happens when you leave the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah, we've said that, and that's true, man. This is exactly
How about you go to his channel and give him our number? 1-877-729-7268.
And tell him to call.
And
it's toll-free.
It is toll-free, and we can have a little conversation with him.
Yeah, turn the thing back on.
I think it is on. Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Yay!
And so, call in if you have any questions.
You know what the great thing is?
What's that?
I'll get his phone number.
Uh-huh.
And done.
So if he fucks us around, we'll call him every show.
We're not proud.
You're tired.
Well,
my dolphin is trying to sleep. Have I woken your dolphin? I am so sorry. Mitzi apologized to the man. I am so sorry.
Oh, that's what he was doing. What is for all the shouting?
What for is all the shouting?
My dolphin is trying to sleep.
My dolphin, I am so sorry.
Off balance is saying this. Trying to slap. That's really good.
Get my own. I have the hammer. Thank you. Mitzi! Here you bad fishy. I'm here, you bad fishy. Come here.
Mitzi's running from you now.
Mitzi, I have a nice trout for you. Come and see here. Come and see.
Well, Mitzi.
Mitzi, you're the bad fishy.
Okay, there we go. Wow, that was professional.
Ah, for what for are you floating upside down? What is with all the blood?
All off balance is saying, no, trying to say hey to Rona Medic and mine assistant Schultz.
Cool.
Hello.
You've got a fan.
Yes, and for us, why are you doing this?
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
Perfect.
I remember days when we were sitting back and me and him were discussing World War II.
Uh-huh.
And the funniest shit he ever came up with was basically the general.
Do you know off balance? Do you know who he is?
I have an idea.
Okay, because he's like totally going on you. I'm going to take a look at him.
And this man would try to do, and he did the funniest shit he ever did, was he would basically try to express what was
brother
going.
Brother Nila.
That's what I thought.
Hey, Brother Nila.
Hey, Brother Nila.
And he would basically express what was going through the minds, you know, like basically what was really happening with the other generals who were having to listen to Hitler. And it went something like this after Hitler came up with this great plan to basically attack on 35 fronts, send his paratroopers to the Arctic, you know, basically, you know, the fleet to basically attack the Sahara, and send the tanks basically to the jungles of Mexico, you know, and it would go something like this.
Yes, mein Führer.
Oh, now what we will do is we will send our tanks through the Alps and we shall invade Turkey.
Yes, mein Führer.
And now with the planes we shall bomb the beaches.
Oh, yes, mein Führer.
And the French, yes, they will put up stiff resistance.
Yes, mein Führer.
And we shall team up with the Italians as Roosevelt.
Yes, mein Führer.
Yes, the tired German general who had one too much.
Way too many. Yep, exactly. Oh, God. Many.
It's time to do some pledge drive.
Yeah, I think it's for pledge drive.
Pledge drive?
Yep. Basically.
Yeah, we've been on the air for 14 hours now.
14 hours.
And we're not leaving your television anytime soon.
Yeah,
please call.
We're in your face. You will not be able to see your PBS shows until you send us your Dr. Pepper.
You will never, ever see Red Dwarf again.
Never, ever, ever will it grace your screen until you send your Dr. Pepper.
By the way, in the acronym world of Rant Radio, PBS means please buy some.
Please buy some. Yes. There we go.
Please bring something.
And what does Two Dr. Pepper's donation give them?
Two Dr. Pepper's donation gets you a Rant Radio sticker. You know that pile of Rant Radio stickers? Hey, they fucking mail us basically a Two Dr. Pepper. I have no problem mailing them back one of those fucking stickers.
That'd be pretty funny. Oh, Ophie Dofi tosses us a Dr. Pepper. Well, that's a virtual Dr. Pepper.
Virtual Dr. Pepper.
VRDP.
VRDP.
Yep, and
wasn't there a series on Fox?
Everything else was.
Oh, God. Who here remembers Werewolf, the one that started them all?
Nope.
Sorry.
A TV show, or
yeah, basically that was the first that was the first show on Fox when they started.
Really?
Yep.
Was it crap?
Oh God! It had Chuck Connor.
Oh, I remember on Fox the first one was like that in Living Color.
No, this is before Living Color. The Chuck Connor, who played the Rifleman, which was like a black and white Western on television, like back in the 50s and 60s, was on the show as a Romanian werewolf who was like running across the United States being chased by another werewolf who was being chased by a guy with a gun who was trying to shoot him.
Oh, boy.
And
hilarity ensues.
Oh yeah, this show was like, and I was like looking
comedy,
at this,
like,
and
this
I was
company.
Looking at this and going, and they're starting a fourth network, huh?
With this,
gee, what do you know? ABC is looking pretty good this year.
And of that original crop, Married with Children stuck.
Married with Children was their third show.
Oh yeah.
And it was on for 11 fucking years. And let's put it this way.
I thought it was, I felt longer.
Christine Applegate's tits were pretty fucking amazing by the end of it, but I'm sorry, it wasn't worth 11 years.
Waited and waited.
Yes, pretty much.
However.
Well, followed by there's now spectacular programming that they've got of insert here, when insert here, attacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Dangerous stunt 17, man falls from space and implodes.
And more fucking cartoons than Saturday morning. Not that I mind, because that's their best shit.
Their cartoons?
Yeah. Simpsons, Futurama.
And dumb video collage shows hosted by Jim Brown.
It says, it's good to see that Fox sticks to its roots rather than lowering the programming standards when ratings fall. It just starts with 13 episodes of Cops a Day.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, that's very true. I was about to mention Cops.
Cops is a Fox show, right?
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
Very successful one.
And it created quite a few imitators.
Yeah. Yep, including the one here.
Oh, yes.
But remember,
Fox
is...
To serve and protect,
which is awesome, because all they have is drunk people on
All they have is... All they have
drunk
is,
people at the SkyTrain.
And basically...
Actually, it's kind of frightening. Our pump crew actually made To Serve and Protect. It was kind of amazing. So
really?
On an episode somewhere, you'll see myself and parts of my pump crew on...
Really?
Serve and
Protect.
Basically, I know one day I'm going to be on an episode of Serve and Protect. So, Mr. Kilroy, why'd you show shove his head through the train. I'm sorry, I just had to.
I was drunk and I didn't know what I was doing.
No. We're talking about me. Why did I shove his head through the train?
Because you were drunk.
Because he was drunk and I had to do it.
Yeah. Drunk people from Surrey, folks. Yes.
Yes, that, yes, as a matter of fact.
That is to serve and protect Emperor Chang.
Yes.
Emperor Chang's local.
Emperor Chang has it in one, yes.
Yep.
You know, it's watching a show like that that gives you actually at least some respect for cops, because you sit there and watch the abuse they have to put up with. And you
think, yeah.
And you think, fuck, I'd be doing a Rodney King every 30 seconds.
I don't know about a Rodney King, but they've got a gun.
I've often said this. You know,
why are you only 20 minutes in patrol? I need more bullets.
fucking whoa.
Newton, what do you want?
I love guys who basically step up to a cop and basically go, I'd kick your fucking ass if you didn't have that badge on. Oh.
Worried about the badge.
Oh, it's the badge. It's not the gun.
It's
and
not the
stick.
And the radio to,
and
call,
to call
more
people
guys
with
guns
and sticks.
Yeah.
It's the badge that's stopping
you. Uh-huh. Please step in front of the car.
Oh, man. You got to wonder. There's something just wrong with everybody.
Pele has posted some gross hospital stories for me to read out.
Okay.
It says, got a gross hospital story. A young couple walks into the emergency room. The woman has cuts all over her face, and the guy is a bloody rag. Oh, I think I said this one on the show a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember it.
As a rag wrapped around his crotch. What happened is that they were sitting down to a romantic candlelight dinner when the woman goes to give the guy a little treat for dessert under the table. He starts to give him a blowjob, and all of a sudden he has a full-blown epileptic spelling seizure. Oh, I didn't read this one. Her jaw locks down, and she jerks like a dog on a rag. So meanwhile, the guy who is eating tries to push her off him because he doesn't know what the fuck is going on, but in panic he forgets to put the fork down, and that's the end. I don't know. That sounds more like an urban legend.
That sounds close to
an urban
legend. But,
too many things happening there.
But you know the thing is, I've seen enough shit in my life.
It doesn't sound unreasonable.
It's not unreasonable.
That's right. Uh-oh. Here's Prank Masters back again.
That's almost as bad as that. The legendary call that's been going through the ambulance service for quite a while.
Oh,
this is a classic.
This is
one.
Mythical.
No, this is
mythical. It real or what?
No, this is a real because I happen to know one of the two paramedics this happened to when he was working in the interior. Him and his partner got called to an Indian reservation. As you know, the height of society, no disrespect meant to the Native Americans, but... Now, let's just say there are some questionable at best people, much like Surrey, that reside on
the
Indian reservations.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, this one Native Indian gentleman, completely drunk out of his skull and just recently broke up with his wife, couldn't deal with the fact that, you know, his wife just left him, and, well, decided to put a double-barrel shotgun under his chin and, well, pull the trigger. So in walks these two paramedics. They go in, oh, this is easy. He just removed the top of his head. Well, we're just going to call the doctor. Well, it's at that point that, you know, unfortunately, the now faceless and all but bloody stump kind of rears up and goes, as the way he had the shotgun angled completely removed his jaw, his face, and facial features, but never cracked the cranium. So he had this bloody stump that he was breathing through and no visible face.
Oh, my God.
Well, the one guy, of course, thinks has seen way too many Romero films and passes out. Fa-boom. So one paramedic down. He's like, Romero films! Fa-boom. Down.
Yeah.
Out he goes. The other guy's going, what the fuck do I do with this? So he sticks in a tube so he can keep breathing.
Yeah.
And off he goes. And he treats them like, you know, I don't know how you possibly deal with that when you've got this meaty thing, but...
Somebody is ringing our phone.
Oh, here we go.
Somebody's ringing the phone. Hi, you're right in the middle of a rant radio marathon, 26 hours. Who's this? That's great. I think it's the great people at Prank Masters or whatever that.
Hello, who is this? Who is this?
Please try to upgrade your telephone service, as yours sucks right at the moment here. It sounds like you're on a train, on a cell phone, and now I'm going to hang up. That was amazing. Well, you know, another quality call from the prank
brought
people.
To you by
We don't know if that was Prankmaster. I actually have to say...
Well, have you ever heard any of our callers have something shitty as that?
No, that must be
Lieutenant
must be
Major
Clarinet.
Zombie.
It must be Clarinet, yeah.
Clarinet. You know that local service thing, right? Anything outside of 50 feet is no longer applicable. I love digital service.
Do you remember those basically Star Trek communicators that came, two of them, basically in the fucking clear plastic that basically was like, you know, they also came with the 9-volt batteries that were like covered in like brown paper that you got back in the early fucking 70s, and these things were like 80 feet tall and had an antenna that stick like 90 feet in the air, and basically the only way you could get them to like hear each other with like the static is if you touch the antennas together. Yeah, exactly.
They were that good. He called on his computer. Well, that's pretty obvious. It's like probably using some free internet dial-up piece of crap. It was really bad.
It must have been AOL.
That was like the worst sound I think I've ever heard on a phone
like,
call.
I could hear hello.
I could hear hello.
Apparently can't deal with the four digits in front of the seven-digit number of the back of the...
I mean, it's free.
We've told you this before, boys and girls. You can basically call in for free. And also, if you're using a computer, the Commodore 64 is no longer a viable unit, okay?
It's just not working in today's day and age.
2400 baud modems don't cut it anymore.
Don't call... Don't all 800s have automatic number identification, like caller ID on crack? They do, but I don't know right now how to get the number. We just wait
until the end of the morning. By the way, it is 10:38 local time.
10:38, and I'm like I slept.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No, I was thinking, so basically we can check to say it was like around 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
So we can find out who
we'll
this
say
is.
It's 10:30, and I'll look on my bill and go, okay, if he's really bothering us. Like,
if
it is him again and he keeps phoning, well, then he's got phone calls for life. We'll have a phone up the Prank Masters every week. It'd be a great little thing. Hey, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Are you hunting wabbits?
No.
Are you constipated?
I'm very constipated and I need some help.
Oh, God.
Oh, here
God.
We go.
We'll send over a fleet of plungers immediately.
I hear you have a paramedic there.
Yes, we have a skilled paramedic in the house.
I've got a... it's a pretty bad situation over here.
Oh, God. I am reliving a Jerky Boy Hell movie.
Jerky Boys from Hell. Okay, describe your symptoms for us.
It hurts really bad.
Oh, here we go.
That's just not enough information. Tell us where it hurts exactly.
Well, I can't really say much because my phone's not working and I'm talking through my ass.
Please remove your head from your ass.
Reach down there, feel around.
Hey, don't feel bad. At this point of the morning, the rest of us are talking through our ass.
What's up?
So who is this?
Taylor, by the way. Taylor, also known as Prophet Spidey.
Prophet Spidey. Oh, how you been?
How's it going? That wasn't actually an impression of Saul, because I had that voice since I was like 8. And then I heard Jerky voice, and I'm like, well, holy shit.
So you're not those prank guys, then?
No.
That must have been...
No, me prank, no.
That must have been the last call they gave up, because their phone is so shitty. That was a perfect...
Go ahead, dispatch him with your call.
I'd like two burgers.
Go ahead.
And, you know, have dreams about stormtroopers. Holy shit, man. And I was like looking around for, you know, stormtroopers surrounding me. I was like, holy shit.
Look, we're going to have some company. Boring conversation anyways.
Okay, so how you guys doing?
Excellent. Oh, we're fucking...
You're holding up with your Dr. Peppers, man? Worked up and shit, man?
Oh, yeah. We're on our fourth row here. We got two on the fourth row, and Dax adding another one to the...
Holy fuck.
There we go. Now we got almost four rows of 13. Oh, we're going strong here.
Get me another one, Uncle Dax.
If he wasn't so early, I would, like, add that and shit.
Add that all up, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit early and a little bit late for us. We're on hour 14.
No shit.
Almost
hour. I dozed off for 2 minutes.
Oh,
and I dozed off for 2 minutes. I missed that, man.
Yeah, you missed it. You missed the 2 minutes.
I probably missed a promo that I've already heard or something.
Oh. Probably.
Bang, bang, bang. So, I'm glad to see that you guys are holding up.
We are, though. Sean didn't, but we did.
Oh, my God, you're right. I knew I was missing a really annoying and, you know, predominant voice.
Yeah, that's the one you're missing.
That's right. The inmates are in charge.
Yep, and we're smashing tables, breaking glass.
And eating the staff. When I got the stream back, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, excellent.
Wait a minute. Yeah, we're forgetting something. Right. We forgot to throw pieces at each other.
Nah, it's all good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Attica.
What?
When did he leave?
Oh, about 5 to 6 o'clock.
We're not certain. We're not really conscious.
5 to 6 o'clock. He just disappeared.
No, he walked out the door. We just can't remember when. I'm not making this shit up.
We didn't quite note it. We're like in a daze.
Yeah.
We're getting more awake now.
Yeah, that's all good. Well, yeah, you know, like, you know?
We can't remember when he left. Did he say that?
Shut up.
Well, you guys only got... if it was so early, I could add up the time and tell you how
many
more
hours. There's a thing called math. You might want to try it.
12 hours left.
12 hours?
Half a day left.
Oh, yeah, you're right, too. 12 hours and 18 minutes. Woo!
Yep, that's right. And that's
hey, 12 hours? Hey, that's nothing. I could do that standing on my ass.
You just did.
Okay. Oh, God. Is that what that is?
Don't look down.
Oh, fuck.
Anywho, I'll let you guys get back to your awesome, awesome little marathon show there.
Thank you very much.
And you guys are, I'm surprised you guys are this entertaining at this early, you know, after staying out this long.
It is amazing.
I was expecting, like, oh, my God.
No.
Basically, that's you know, he just, like,
Well, we can't let you down. You've come to expect a high quality of programming on Rant Radio.
Of course, I've never been dissatisfied with this radio show.
Yeah, Dak is laughing his ass off at that last statement.
We're getting better ratings than Fox. What do you want?
We're getting better ratings than Fox. Yes, we're moving up.
No shit.
In the ratings there. And
when Dr. Pepper attacks.
Dr. Pepper attacks.
Yes, please. So. I have one request. Somebody find me John Bunnell. That's all I want before I go. I want John Bunnell.
Hell of a long time ago about the vending machine.
Yes.
Pretty bad nightmare.
You had a bad nightmare about the vending machine coming.
Scary,
the vending machine's coming to get
honestly,
you.
Honestly, man, it was freaky.
Vending machine.
You know, like sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had like a faulty one where the little door at the bottom doesn't open all the way. You gotta like jam your freaking hand in there. But it bit down on me, you see, right?
Maximum overdrive, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, and I couldn't get my fucking pop. What the fuck is that?
Hey, that is scary.
$25 for that.
Yeah, that is scary.
A bucket and a quarter?
A buck and a quarter? Where the fuck do you live, man?
I live in a small shithole. And it's called Powell River, BC.
Ah.
In senior land, eh?
Yeah, we understand.
That's good.
Okay, get this. I was on a talent contest yesterday, and although I didn't win first, I won second.
Congratulations.
Much to the audience's
dismay.
Hey, that's holy shit. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And who won first?
Oh, I'm not even going to go there. No, she's not listening. Fuck her. Anyway, she... this, like, chick, and she sings, like, opera, right? She sang this song for the Festival of the Arts, and she didn't win with that one. She sang it at graduation, and then now she sang it at this contest for if you win, you go to the PNE.
Oh, we.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
What did you do?
A local
thing before, really.
And if she went to the PNE, what did you win?
I won. Get this, guys. A 2 18-hole pass for Myrtle Point Golf Course.
Oh, wow!
Even though I don't golf.
Oh, right on. You get a free round of whack fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking right. Whack fuck.
Slap those babies on eBay and you're sitting pretty.
No, shit, man.
So what was your act?
I sang Back at One, a cappella.
Back at One. I am unfamiliar with that tune.
Well, yeah.
Go for it.
No, I don't think so, thanks.
Well, you won second prize. It can't be that bad unless
See, that's the thing.
Did nobody win third prize, or did only two people enter, or what?
No, I won second prize. But see, this is the funny thing, is when everyone went up there, especially her, okay, there was her with her opera act, there was a friend of mine, and he had a Broadway act that he did at grad as well. So, like, everyone has already heard these acts, right? And then there was this other girl that did another sort of opera act. And then there was me with this pop act, right?
So you stood out from the rest.
Yeah, it was, like, yeah, it was like R&B, right? So anyway, so when they were singing, everyone was talking. Like, the whole audience was just, like, talking, whatever, right? This is at the beach. Blah, 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 doing their own thing, walking around. They're hardly even paying attention. And then when I went up there, and they, like, introduced me. And, of course, you know, by the time I got up there, there was about 50 people that I knew at that beach. You know, 10 of them were, like, really, really annoying friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I love those
they're annoyingly supportive.
Ah, yeah.
So, you know, they, like, introduced me, and they're like, oh, wow,
yeah, man, you rock!
Exactly, man. They're like, anyway, so I get up there, right? And, and I'd just like to say, Gargoyle Mr. Echo, that is another fabulous little, ASCII little, graphic there.
It's just amazing how he keeps coming up with these ones he steals from other people.
Fucking insane. Anyway. So, okay, so I go up there and I do my little songy thingy. And everybody is dead quiet.
Oh, that's
everybody.
Bad.
And I'm like, whoa.
Dead quiet after no applause, nothing, or what?
No, like, okay, like, everyone is talking during everyone else's act.
So when you're singing, everybody is dead quiet.
They were all paying attention, they were all quiet. And then when I got to the high part, after I finished that, people started applauding, and then I finished it off, and then everybody, like, the whole fucking beach, which is like, woo! And I'm like, whoa, man, whoa, easy now, right? Because I don't take kindly to attention.
Not at all.
No.
Right? No, I can't take a compliment or shit. Because I am shit, so, yeah.
Oh, I see you've been in the same healthy relationships with women I have.
He's got an early start on you.
Yeah. Right, man. Hey, they get pissed when I say, you know, bad shit about me. They start throwing cheeses and shit. It's not great.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, so after that, I go out the stage, right, and about 20 people come up to me and start shaking my hand. I was like, that's a good job. I'm like, whoa, 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 easy now, right?
So you got a future in pop, then.
Yeah. So I got back down to the to where I was before, like, down in the audience area, and then they called the winner, right? And they called, like, first place was this offer chick, right? And about four people clapped, eh? I got to tell her that I was one of the four.
And the rig was in.
Oh, yeah.
So that was about that. Then she goes up there. And then second place, she's like, Taylor. And I'm like, I won't say my last name on the air, you freaky people. So she's like, Taylor, wah, wah. And then everybody.
You got to get that last name looked at.
That's okay.
Is that changed?
Is that Jewish?
They're all like, wow. I was like, holy shit, right? Everybody's like, woo! I'm like, I don't even know these fucking people, right? Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. So I got out there and I, you know, accepted my little gold pass there. And third place was an A&W cooler mug.
No.
And a two-person pass for putter's mini golf.
Oh.
Bitch, damn it, I'd rather have the freaking mini golf.
Yeah, no kidding, you actually use that.
Yeah. So I didn't get to go to the P&E, which is alright, because I'm kind of nervous in front of people anyway.
Well, Powell River, okay. No one shows up at the P&E anymore anyway, so.
That's right, how far away is Powell River from the P&E?
Well, we're about 5 hours away from,
Are they going to fly you in there, or what?
Yeah, we get a free trip there.
Really?
Hotel accommodations, all that.
Oh, that would have been kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, put up my hotel bill.
$100 cash.
How much?
And $100 cash.
Wow, okay, first prize wasn't half bad. Yeah, that wasn't half bad first prize.
Yeah, that's all good, though. I mean, I got local exposure, too, eh? Like, no one's ever heard me sing before, so it was all good.
Wow. There you go.
Well, cool, man. Kick ass.
Very cool.
Yeah, girl. So, you guys, keep a real eye.
Aight. Aight.
Thanks for phoning in, Spidey.
No problem.
Take
care.
Talk
to you later.
All right, he knows what to say.
Exactly. He's a regular.
He's a regular. That's
yeah, that was. He got us going.
See, we need some people to phone in.
Yes.
Just like that. And
there you go.
Ephedrine was saying, the webcam's slow. It's like one update a second. Oh, somebody's at the door.
How about this? A visitor. This is amazing. Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bogle. I got breakfast.
Does that sound like Sean, eh?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, we're going to let Sean in, I guess. That's it. It's like, breakfast.
I heard food, so he's welcome.
I heard breakfast. Oh, I think it's Sean. I brought breakfast. Or is that what you said, wishful thinking? What?
Is it Farble? That's what I thought he said.
Farble?
Farble.
Who's Farble?
Maybe. Farble's movie man.
Farble would be Ronan Sariot's roommate.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Formerly known as movie man.
I will go get the door.
That's who we just
formerly
said.
Known as Movie Man.
Movie Man. So yeah. Formerly known as Movie Man.
Movie Man. Yeah. Movie Man.
Movie Man. Movie Man. Movie Man.
Except he doesn't do Movie Man anymore.
How come?
I think he was prohibited by Rogers. I'm not sure.
Are you fucking with me?
It says that somewhere. I read that. It says formerly known as Movie Man, except Rogers fucked me or something. Who's that? Muffin.
Oh,
who's that?
Big letdown. It's not Sean.
We don't care. You brought food.
that's good enough. This is like a real call. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Who do you think?
It's Echo.
Yep.
How you doing, Echo?
Calling every hour.
Every hour. You're awake now, Echo. How you doing?
Well, actually, I fell asleep for like I don't know how long.
But you missed the best part of the marathon.
Well, we got up and danced naked around the room. It was really freaky.
I'm not sure exactly when I left off. But I was almost fell over in my chair. I was slumped over.
Don't feel bad, Echo. We don't really remember what's been going on for the last couple of days either.
We're gonna have to review the tapes.
We're gonna have to review the tapes.
Oh my god,
they're
gonna be bad.
We were doing this shit. What the fuck was wrong with us?
I don't know, but you were smoking.
I have no idea where I left off.
Well, you know, it's been 18 minutes.
What?
What have I missed for the past hour?
Past hour, we had a great call from Prophet Spidey. Did you just tune in?
Yeah.
Okay, great call.
I have no idea what else we did over the last hour.
I couldn't tell you, really.
We're not
really,
making, we can't make
you.
This up. We are fucking in a daze. We had this involvement.
Minute to minute.
We did have this incident involving a German and a dolphin, but that we
that,
won't.
That's a long
story, and we're not going to go down that road again.
Anyways, there you go. I got someone over.
All right, talk to you later, Echo.
Good one.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
All right, phoning long distance from Alaska yet again. Wasting his money.
Who the hell would be over in Alaska?
Well, he was going to fly here, okay? Well, I mean, so he's using up his flying money. He was going to fly here from Alaska if it was like $300.
Let's put it this way. If he's calling us from Alaska to here with the amount of money it's going to cost, he's probably basically charging, if it's really insane, say he might end up spending like $30 to $40 for the amount of time that he's on.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like, at the worst, like $3 to $5 for a minute.
Wow. Bargain.
True.
Basement prices.
He's phoned about seven times or something.
70s?
Seven times.
One or two minutes. 3 to 5.
Yeah.
3 to 5. Okay. It's going to be bloody cheap. It's not going to be much. But
it'll be less than $100.
Way cheaper than a flight out here.
Yeah, no shit.
That's what he was thinking. Where's our friend Zombie anyway? Who cares?
Who cares?
Hello?
Do we really care?
Hello?
Why are you why do people like him? Like they want to kick him around like... I don't understand it.
It's the cruel streak in people. It's like, you
why
know,
do you have a punching bag?
Yeah.
Why do you keep a punching bag? You know, it's like to relieve your stress. Lieutenant Major Zombie, by the sounds of it, has been unofficially been dumbed.
No. I think officially
the Joker.
Officially, that boy basically drew himself into that role. Okay.
Yeah. The Ram Radio Clown.
Yeah. That's,
that's too high of a name. Like, fool?
No, that was an honorable
was
occupation.
Was it moron?
In the middle.
Moron's the lowest one?
No. Yeah, moron was believed beneath an idiot.
I think he's idiot. He can converse. Yeah.
And I'm not entirely certain, but I've never basically... Yeah, exactly, there's an idiot in it.
Idiot without the savant.
Idiot without the savant. Yeah, no savant there. Can't play piano, can barely dial the phone.
Hey, you know, I was recently...
Yeah, redial. Somebody set it up.
I was recently upgraded.
Hotline does.
They recently added Savant to my title.
Hey, I don't care what the hell's going on here. Just get basically, what's his name, Fireball? Get him in here with the fucking food, okay?
Fribble, Fabble.
I don't care who the fuck he is. He can be Jesus Christ. It's going to be the fucking food.
Fireball. Probably bought.
It better not be any more of those.
Lots of dairy meat products, I bet.
Over there.
Meat and dairy products. Wait, you can't leave me on my own.
Fuck that. Then put something on. I'm getting food.
Okay, it's time for something to go on. Virtual Rant Radio Town drunk. Was he drunk? Was Zombie drunk?
No, he was just really, really tired.
Yeah, he was just really, really
tired. By the minute. We could actually hear him slowing down.
Oh, it was brutal. We just had to hang up on him. He's going too slow.
He is making blueberry pancakes.
He's making them?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, cool. That's very cool, actually. Okay, so I'm going to stick in here then.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Farble is making blueberry pancakes. Hopefully he can find everything.
You know, we
brought everything.
Oh, he brought everything. Wow.
Including, I think, his own frying pan.
And he is a chef, so
yes.
they're going to be fucking good.
Yes.
Like.
And he's got a bowl like this big. We're talking huge.
Whoa.
He's making a lot of blueberry pancakes.
Wow. That's good. That's good, because I'm sure some more people drop by, and maybe they'll want some pancakes, too. Or we'll just eat them all.
You know, I just had an idea for a promo.
Oh, crap. Up. Oh. Sit up now. Very bad.
Did I break
Very
something?
Bad. I still hear everything.
Can you
Do
hear
not
me,
sit
people?
On things. Do not sit
I didn't realize
things.
I was.
Okay, what's this? Oh, you pulled something out, and it would be your headphones.
That's why I can't hear anything. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm back.
Everything's back. Everything's
lummix.
Good.
I am a lummix. I know
lummix.
That. I'm also fucking insanely tired.
You also interrupted me in midstream of an idea. Fortunately, I can actually
you remember?
Remember it.
You remembered it. I'm amazed.
The kids of Whitney High were passing him on the conversational highway. There it is. And by who else? It's Emperor Chang.
Thank you. Thank you, Emperor Chang. Go ahead.
He is amazing.
we ought to redo. You remember that old Mikey Likes It Life cereal commercial?
Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
We got to do that with Zombie as the focus. You know, one of us starts out,
you
I want
to
hit somebody.
Radio.
Oh, yeah. I want to hit you, Dak. And you say, no.
Oh, I don't want to get hit.
I don't want to
get hit.
And I say, okay, I want to hit you, Sumerian.
I don't want to get hit.
Hey, Zombie.
Everyone hits Zombie.
Hey, Zombie likes it.
I have Olivina, which is olive. Butter, olive, margarine kind of thing. I don't know if that works. It's like margarine.
This conversation brought to us by discussing contents of Sumerian's kitchen.
Yeah, they're asking me for
vegan.
Butter.
Yeah, the vegan.
The vegan for butter. Let's see.
No.
I do not have butter.
Even I'm smart enough to pull that one around, okay?
I do have something that acts like butter. It melts. It's yellow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think it'll work.
I can't believe it's
not
butter.
Butter.
It's actually very
tasty. Did anyone
it's
basically
really
get to
better
see,
than butter.
We're talking a couple of months back, actually it might be longer than a couple of months, might be over a year now, that Fabio is on this like insane roller coaster. I think it was over in Europe or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're going over this like fucking dive at like 400 miles an hour, and a seagull smashed into his face and exploded. The guy was,
what?
Like, covered. Yeah, he hit a seagull with his face.
Whoa.
Seagull was smeared all over this guy's face. Now, normally, I would actually...
I'm going to look this up. I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? Don't you remember when Fabio got hit in the face with basically a seagull?
That was funny. Yeah, he was on a roller coaster, and he got hit in the face with a seagull. It was God's way of saying...
I still don't believe you. No.
Just because we don't have photographic evidence of it, because Fabio bought all the film. But it's true!
It is.
It is true.
Fabio, seagull, roller coaster. Nothing. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Here it is. And we'll just bring up this.
Well, where's the pictures?
It might have a picture. Fabio's dream. Ah, this, it's Six Flags. This thrill-a-minute ride is perfect for romantic couples or ladies on the prowl. You'll sit in plush velvet seats and be pampered to your heart's content. Then blam, a seagull will slap you across the face. You need a little dose of reality if you're riding this one. Unfortunately, it does not have a picture.
Oh,
of
that sucks. It was beautiful. It was like Fabio covered in blood. It gave me so much hope. Oops, did I say that?
It was beautiful. It could have been so fabulous. I can't believe it's a seagull.
Splat. Yep, exactly. Oh, God. Moments like that only happen if God really loves you.
Narrow this down. Nope, that's about it. That's as close as we get. That's the only record on the internet about it.
That's kind of a summing up of how life can be sometimes. You know, you're riding along on the roller coaster of life, and all of a sudden a dead seagull just flaps into your face.
It's dead after.
And it explodes. Leaving its entrails streaming down your face.
Yeah.
While you're in shock and intense pain.
Very much like life. I can relate.
Yep. I tell you, things like that just only happen. Here on Rat Radio.
Ronan Medic,
yes, sir.
Have you signed the wall?
No, I have not. I was quite possibly unconscious after dealing with the 11-year-old child. So.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
All right.
There's pens on the table. I'm getting everyone who visits the studio to make their signature.
Watch out for the circle there because that's the Rat Radio.
Yeah, just don't go in the circle. Anywhere else is very cool.
And you know, we have to compliment Ronan Medic on his mental intestinal fortitude, because after that experience, we didn't even hear him screaming from nightmares.
No, it's pretty good. It was pretty good, actually. Behaved himself.
He is truly one of the last great hard men.
Fabio covered in blood on a roller coaster. Somebody find me the picture.
The last picture.
That would be great.
The last picture I saw was in an issue of Maxim magazine about 3-4 months back, I think, or something like that.
There was an actual picture.
There was a picture.
Somebody's got to have that on the internet.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I mean, geez.
Maybe even at like the Maxim website or something.
Maybe, but
yeah.
Somebody else can look it up.
They have shit available from, you know, their archives or shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a picture that basically, that's cool looking.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good start.
Yeah.
Put a little cross. A little medical cross. Yeah. That would be cool. But I won't influence it. Oh, you already did it.
Yep.
I thought you would do that because it was in the shape.
Colored in with red in the middle.
Wow. Isn't
of
this exciting radio?
Yeah, basically.
Really, really
effective for the
show
listeners. Yeah, I'm sorry, people.
Well,
we're like
a TV show, you know. We can focus the camera on it.
Yeah, it's basically, right now we're looking at the giant hand. We're basically like cats. Basically, somebody is shaking a shiny ball in front of us, okay?
Look.
For all of those still on the audio version of What the Hell, you really need to upgrade to the video version of What the Hell. It's, well, maybe not.
No.
We're going to keep it.
As we discussed very, very earlier in the show, we have faces for radio.
That's right. I mean, we're going to keep it at the radio level. I think we like it this way.
Well, actually, we think you'll like it this way.
Yeah, we have listeners still, right? So we'll keep it at the radio level.
Yeah. Although we are thinking of upgrading.
Oh, that's cool. You made the cross look like a target.
Perfect. A perfect
like a
plant.
Scope.
You shoot them, then you heal them.
We have been discussing the possibility with Ronan Medic's help of upgrading to our all lithium all the time format.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Hey, cool. Listen, they're drooling in time.
Pele says, "Nah, Sim looks pretty cool." Do I now? I'm like barely on there. How do you know? Oh, I guess you can see on the webpage. You can see all my pictures. I took down all my shitty pictures and put up only good pictures. And I actually made a webpage for Ronan Medic.
Says the guy with the...
I did, though.
Says the guy who never has a bad hair day and has the chiseled features.
That's right. And I also put up a Girl on the Left page, finally.
Well, I gotta check this out later.
Porn!
No, the naked
let me
all
think.
Over the place.
Will Lieutenant Major Zombie have bookmarked this page?
Yeah, every day. It's like an update.
Could be.
It checks all the time, right?
Oh,
it's just pictures from the show because she's
never
actually sent
something. Somebody call the Americans for Purity.
Send them to Lieutenant Major Zombie's house. They'll have a field day. They've got to convince them otherwise. Oh, got the red going in there. Excellent.
I can even imagine his response too. It's like Americans for Purity, but I don't want to pee in a cup.
No, I did that at school.
Oh,
I don't
I'm serious.
Pee in a
is
cup.
It just me, or does this kid sound like he has at least a 4 doobie a day?
He's right up there. So when he gets back on, we're going to do an interview with him.
With
Lieutenant Major Zombie. We're going to
happened. We're going to interview Lieutenant Major Zombie.
We're going to get inside his head and see what makes this boy tick.
Whoa. Welcome to the snake pit of Chucky's brain. You know?
here's our explanation of it, though.
Cater to that.
Lieutenant Major, we're not actually interested in you. We've just really, really run dry on material.
You're our last hope. Can you make it last 5 hours? Please? Wow, 5 hours with Lieutenant Major Zombie. Next on What the Hell.
Zombie, you're our last hope.
Our roster, we killed everyone. They've all left.
Help us, Zombie One. You're our only hope.
Oh, my God. Pixie Chick.
Pixie Chick.
Has found what it says, Fabio Bird. Can we imagine? Here it comes, Fabio Bird. Wow, that was pretty quick, actually. That
good
was
girl.
Very, very good. Let me just switch back, see if it's done. Unable to connect.
Ah!
Send it again, please.
Send it again, please.
Pixie Chick. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. About that time. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Our time.
My God, that's
so.
My God, yeah, I'd actually be awake
12 hours.
Now, normally.
12 hours to go.
12 hours to go. Okay. I was hoping it's 11 hours to go. And an hour?
Okay. 11 to 11.
11 to 11. That's
12,
still 12.
12 hours.
I was hoping when I said it was almost 12 hours, it was like over an hour ago. But it's not.
No.
It was only like 15 minutes ago. See, time means nothing right now.
No. We are
time can pass fast or slow. You don't know.
We are in the fucking twilight zone of our brains. Okay, Rod Sterling is standing over there and he just gave up smoking. Okay, it's really fucked up in here.
But the good thing is
presented for your approval. Four men trapped in a prison of their own making. They don't know how to escape except by running the clock out. But the clock runs at strange intervals.
I've seen this one before. They're all dolls in a can.
Maybe this will be our
fuck you.
Answer.
You ain't seen this one. I just made this one up.
I'm going to kill you, Dak. Maybe this is our savior. Maybe this is Amanda. That'd be great. Hi, we got 12 hours left on the What the Hell 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
It's DJ Jazzy on the Fresh Clay Corporation Spray.
Hey.
How are you doing? Did you get some sleep?
Yeah, I got 3 hours, and I woke up, and I feel like shit.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I had to drive Steve to work, and I just got home, and I thought of you guys, because I feel like poo. So you can poo.
I can see the connection.
Oh, yeah, you felt like poo, and you just felt like calling us.
I just felt like calling you and saying, you guys, man, you rock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you phoned us, and you're expected to be off the air, and we're like, hello? Pick up the phone.
Hey,
hello?
Marge, I'm sorry. It's over.
Like, we gave up.
It's never over. It'll never be over.
It'll never ending.
Never give up. Never surrender.
So did I miss anything good?
Oh, we don't know.
We don't know. We can't remember anything.
We can't remember anything.
We have no fucking memory. Seriously, we have no short-term memory.
5 minutes ago.
Midget tossing.
We could have done that. The midgets aren't here now, so we must have tossed them.
See, I always miss the good stuff.
That's right. I think it was naked midget tossing. I'll have to look back in the IRC.
You don't want to see what we have to use as a handhold, though.
There are strange stains on the walls, so we must have done something
strange,
like that.
Yeah, strange stains on the walls.
Yeah, are you guys starting to go a little loopy?
No,
it's hard to differentiate.
We're way past the little
DJ, I am not making it up. I have no fucking short-term memory.
It's hard to differentiate the loopiness now and the normal loopiness. We're having trouble. We're having trouble with a lot of things. We're thinking of interviewing Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, right on.
And this sounds like a good idea to us.
What's going on with us? Our brains are... You're in trouble when you're thinking of interviewing Lieutenant Major Zombie.
And it seems like a good idea, yeah.
Honestly, that sounds like an awesome idea.
Oh, I know. It would take the most fucked up individual that we know and interview him about his job at Taco Bell and his everyday life.
Wait a second. Didn't Sean do that last week with Al?
It's a big debate. Who's the most fucked up? Al's pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness. Is this, like, as in Alien?
Al? No. Al from Americans for Purity.
Oh, my.
Did you hear that?
No.
This would be good for you. This, yeah, we're going to probably... Are you near a computer? Can you get to a computer?
I am so not at the moment. Unfortunately, our computer sucks, and Kevin's probably asleep, and if I go in there and crawl all over him, he's going to get too excited. So
oh, right. That's not going to be good.
No.
Yeah, there's problems
too
there.
Too much information.
Well, basically, not basically. Yeah, last week we interviewed a guy called Al for Americans for Purity, winning the war on masturbation.
Oh, wow.
He wants to throw everyone who masturbates in jail. Kids, adults, all of them.
Oh, I'd be so screwed. I'd be, like, cleaning up in the showers with the rest of them.
That's right. See, it's all over for all of us. This guy's crazy. And it was the best interview you would ever hear.
Oh,
Sean
basically went apeshit marimba on this guy. He climbed to the top of a building, knocked down a biplane, leapt to the fucking ground, danced for 30 minutes on top of this guy's head. It was the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
We think Al works for, like, the prison system.
It's the
because
only...
he wants to throw everyone in jail, like,
yeah.
Everyone.
I used to think I was a fascist. This guy basically kicked me out of the Bunch meetings, okay? It was insane. I had to turn in my white sheet before I left because there were yellow stains on it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what I'm thinking? You know how a lot of people are really stupid and say that they should just put certain people on islands? I think that would be really cool, actually, if we took all the masturbators and put them on an island somewhere, because wouldn't that be a great big fucking party?
Maybe.
Well, let's put it this way. Unless some of them were really ugly, or at least most of them were really ugly, there wouldn't be a lot of need for masturbating anymore.
Right on.
All right. So do you have anything else to say to us?
No, I'm going to bed now.
Okay. You have a good night or a good day or a good whatever the hell it is.
Right
say
on.
What the hell.
What the hell?
All right. Pixie Chick, please send that photo.
Once again,
through ICQ. I wasn't there to get it, but send it through ICQ. Oh, okay. I got it from, don't do it. I got it from Mr. Echo. And here it is. Fabio himself. Well, everyone out there can't. Oh, my God. Everyone out there can't see it, but we can see
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. His face is covered in blood. He's holding up his hand. His nose looks like it's been smeared by a rifle shot. Okay?
Yep.
It is, and his hair is still looking perfect.
And his shirt, too, amazingly.
His face is amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's God. Basically,
it ran into his nose exclusively.
It just went...
I guess you'd say it has beak, right?
Look at the chick to the right of him.
She's like
totally smiling.
I'm sitting next to Fabio, who just got hit in the face by a bird.
Everyone's smiling, actually. Yeah, it looks like he's smiling, too. very strange.
I had my nose broken by a bird. But I'm good-looking. Shut the fuck off, you
Do
piece
not
of...
pay attention to the bloodstain. Look at my fabulous hair.
It's like, fuck, it's
my
like...
fabulous hair. Is what? My hair okay?
God, do you have a book cover to do or something? Just go the fuck away, okay?
People are asking to play the interview again. We're going to play that in a little bit. Probably when the pancakes are ready.
Yeah, after you have, during while we're eating pancakes, you'll be listening to Sean Kennedy going off on the Americans Al from the Americans
eating
for
pancakes.
We are
I'm sorry, but there's a part of my reptile brain, you know, that brain stem, the very base of your brain, what the scientists call the
oh,
reptile
this is a
brain
different one.
That is Homer Simpson.
Yes.
This is Pixie Chick. He's still on the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
How did somebody get it? I guess it was a big photo op.
It was a big photo op because he was the first. Him and those girls were the first ones to ride the roller coaster.
Right, okay.
And the first ride, a bird smacked right dab into it. You know, you got to know that's a selling point. No, that's okay. I'll sit in the back here.
What was interesting was 30 minutes earlier, there's this tea ceremony, a little bandana tied onto the seagull, and they all waved their little flags as he launched off the pit. Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Wait for it. Mr. Echo has done one up. He's found the video.
Oh, yeah!
The video of Fabio getting hit in the face with a seagull.
This is a face shot I've been dying to see.
Now
the
that!
Money shot.
The money shot! I don't know about you, but I love it.
Grab a good portion of breakfast. It'll go great with the interview, folks.
Give me
pancakes.
It may not be art, but I know what I like.
Like, damn straight.
That's right.
Oh, God. When was the last... Have any of you ever done anything this stupid?
No.
I've stayed awake... One time I stayed awake for 4 days.
I stayed awake for 3 days.
I haven't done this. I was up for 93 hours once.
Wow. That's more than 4 days.
And he found out the person he had the bet with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Went to bed on the first night.
Yeah, this was great. Basically, me and my friend were talking about staying up, and both of our moms knew each other. And so...
appetizers?
Appetizers? Shut up and
give
me an
appetizer. Got a bunch of donuts here.
Give me a fucking appetizer.
Donuts.
Motherfucker, don't be fucking with me. I'll stick a... No, I won't because I want to eat it. Shut up and give me one of those apple fucking things.
Zach's not getting it. Oh, tasty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, so anyhow, I made a bet with my friend that I could stay up longer than he could.
119 hours, Prophet Spidey.
Spidey, you're fucking insane.
73 hours for Pixie Chick once.
119.
How many days is that?
24, that's like basically 4.5 days or something
like
that.
Okay, that's not much more than
I was a little less than 4 days. I didn't quite make 4 days. Technically,
that's a serious drain on the serotonin.
Oh, yeah. Basically, so anyhow, we made this bet who could stay up the longest. And I basically said I could do it. And he said he could do it. And we had our mothers basically agreed that they would be the judges and final arbiters of this thing by keeping times.
Yep.
And the two of us basically went to it. He quit after basically the regular 16 hours that he had been awake and just went to bed at his normal time. However, I didn't know this because, you know, he was at his home and I was at my home.
Was this a big joke?
No, it wasn't intended as a joke. He just basically felt tired and said, I ain't going to do this.
Was it for money or what?
Yeah, it was basically a $5 bet.
$5.
It wasn't worth it. No. Let me explain this.
Remember, in '68, that was actually worse.
Hey,
something.
Fuck you. Actually,
you
mean 58? It was.
Oh,
sorry. Actually, I hate to say this. It was 78.
Oh, missed it by a digit.
So there I was,
digit.
And I stayed away.
Did you use the money to go see Saturday Night Fever?
I don't want to talk about that.
Perhaps one of the Shaft sequels.
Hey, fuck you. Shaft is cool.
Maybe Corvette Summer.
So after it, did you talk to him? What did he say? He just went, I went to bed.
I went to bed. I went, when? He went, first night? And I went, what do you mean the first night? He went,
Wasn't the arbitrator supposed to phone the other person when the one went out? And they just went, oh, well.
Oh, too bad.
Reading donuts, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
If you hear lip smacking and long pauses, that's donuts.
Donut.
Donut.
Okay, we've got the video now. Dak can't talk now. He's eating.
Now we have something.
Have something to look at. So, here's the video. Hopefully it'll play. It's AVI. Oh, there we go. So
here it is.
I'm going to make it, this is not doing so well in that kind of format. We're going to make it like that. That's probably big enough. There you go. He's strapping in.
Fabio.
He's looking all happy.
He's looking all fabulous.
Now stop it right there. You see? Look at the smile. He's just absolutely fabulous. He's in his glory. He's a trailer full of women.
He's right at the front.
They're going up.
It's a four. Wow, that's four row of four people. That's pretty wide, eh? Oh.
Look at all the women that get to go to Fabio.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the woman a couple seats back? She's like freaking out because she caught some of the
bird.
Little does she know, Fabio caught most of it. But, like, they missed the part where he actually gets hit.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately, but it's still better than the still pictures.
Yeah.
Fabio was looking actually pretty okay about it. Wow. Must not hit it that hard.
Right? You're strapped in. It's one way. There's no brakes. You can't dodge.
All you knew is basically, you got to know this is what happened. He's going over. He's thinking, wow, this is a cool roller coaster. Wham! Fucking bird, you know.
I'm not taking roller coasters anymore.
Dead
for me and roller
coasters. Oh, fuck, I'm dead.
There's really only one semi-rational thought that could be rolling through your mind at this point. It's like,
God, I hope that bird doesn't have some really nasty communicable disease that I'm going to get.
Fuck that. I'm thinking about the poor bird. How would you like the last thing that you see is Fabio's face?
I'm talking about if this happened to a normal person. Fuck Fabio.
Yeah, fuck Fabio.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
What? A seagull romance with Fabio on the cover.
This is a Sean update. What has happened to Sean? Sean is not here.
Sean gone. Sean gone. Bye-bye.
Next
Sean
update
left.
In 10 minutes.
As it happens.
As it happens, we are covering the story of the mysterious Sean disappearance. We will stay on top of the story until he reappears.
We can't tell you where Sean is because you're not cleared for that.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's
this may solve the mystery.
Unless
this is Mr. Echo again. I mean, does he really need to phone every hour?
Yes.
Yes,
I guess.
To the phone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Corey. How's it going?
Hey,
it's Corey.
Corey, porn on beta.
I figured I'd give you guys a call with about 12 hours left. See how you're holding up. I was gonna drop by a little later, but.
Are you going to drop by a little later?
So, anybody not been able to weather the storm yet?
Yeah.
Sean.
Sean left.
Oh wow.
Sean left at 5 or 6. We can't remember.
That's disappointing.
Yes, it was. Are you dropping by?
I will be. I'll be bringing a couple of guests. Is that okay?
We
don't have a lot of room.
Are they female?
One is.
Okay, fine.
Hey,
bring them.
Okay,
that's good enough.
That's fine.
And the other you already know, Sim. So.
Okay.
All good.
It's all good.
Yes.
They're not going to kill any of us or rip apart my house.
No. It's actually sort of a sales pitch to gain another listener.
A sales pitch.
I don't know. For
you know,
the word.
We need listeners.
Oh yeah, we're desperate.
We're desperate. I mean, we're going to interview Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh wow.
We've hit new lows, and you know, have you ever heard Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Yeah, briefly.
It's
that's
Stephen Wright on mescaline.
Stephen Wright on mescaline.
Hey, well, I'll let you guys go and keep going. Don't pass out.
You sound like you have a cold.
No, just allergies, same old crap.
Okay.
Yep, they've been brutal this year out here.
Yep, so say what the hell and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right. That was porn on beta, unless
you know,
he changed his name again.
You know, I was thinking about grabbing a couple hours sleep and then basically getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Now I'm thinking, fuck it.
Yeah.
I am just going to stay awake for the whole fucking almost 2 days. Actually, it's not even that bad. It's only like 36 hours or some shit like that.
Yeah.
39 hours.
Sleep
fuck it.
Finally.
Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Gargoyle Nightshade wants to be interviewed.
Oh.
Remember? You remember her?
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah, actually, I do remember her.
Well, it depends what kind of questions
what
we
kind
can
of
ask
questions
you.
Are you looking at?
Girl, we already spent like basically over an hour talking about you on the internet. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, Sean basically deloused your entire life.
That's right.
You've gotten more airplay tonight than basically the rest of us talking.
Oh no, Sean didn't come back with food. That was Farble.
That's Farble.
That Farble.
Farble, and he is making us blueberry pancakes.
Sean is missing. Next update in 10 minutes.
Attention, Mr. Ameris America, on all the ships at sea. Splash, Sean missing.
Updates as it happens.
Great, I'm doing my F.R. Murrow impression, and it sucks.
And now the news.
And now anything.
Yeah. Shut up. I don't even know who the fuck I am anymore at this point, okay?
Nightshade says we can ask her anything.
Speaking of that. Just who the fuck are you and what are you doing here?
I'm eating this fucking donut. Now fuck off.
What it is, what it happens, what it was. On the
Mr.
news tonight,
Echo wants to be... No, we're not going to interview Mr. Echo.
We don't want to interview our listeners. Nothing personal. We love you all. But if you were really interesting, you wouldn't be listening to us after this many hours. It's kind of
brutal.
I want fresh blueberry pancakes, Pixie Chick says.
Well, if you send her some VR pancakes.
I can smell. I can smell.
We send you a VR pancake.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Send her VR pancakes, Sim.
Mike, I'll give it a try.
You can do it, Sim.
Cut her fucking head off.
No, don't cut her head. Oh, coming from the man with the fritter. That's good.
Shut up. I'm eating my apple fritter.
Here, how about a Dr.
Look
Pepper?
Look out for the seagulls.
There's a Dr. Pepper. There's no blueberry pancakes in the list. So sorry.
Laundry done Thursday.
No ticky, no shirty.
Oh, fuck.
Am I ever gone?
Our humor has hit a flat spin, and there's no ejection seat.
No, good. Oh,
no, the
God.
The ejection seat works fine. You keeps hitting the canopy and, you know, breaking your neck.
So I've got Lieutenant Major Zombie on my page as soon as he comes up.
Is Kurt in proximity to this building?
Yep. Gargle Nightshade is now known as Blueberry Pancakes.
Blueberry Pancakes! Yum. Mm.
I'm hungry.
Tasty.
Actually, that donut filled me up. I am full now. Time to play some rants.
Yep.
There you go. That sounds good. In lieu of our missing Imperious leader, we offer you his voice. And remember, vote early,
vote often.
That's right. He needs your votes. We're going to play Survivor, and what's the point? Sean has never actually seen the show Survivor, but here's his rant on it.
Hey, knowing about
he
something,
admits it.
Hey, knowing about something has never prevented Sean from having an opinion.
Oh, very true.
Oh, you're all heart, Uncle Dad. You're so warm and loving. Shoot me! I wish I were dead.
Well, you know what they say about opinions, like assholes.
Everyone's got one.
Yep. So here's Sean Kay on What the Hell on the Rant Radio 26-hour bloody marathon.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
There's a show on TV, and you know what the show is called? It's called Survivor. Survivor. This is what they call the show. The show is called Survivor. It's about a group of fucking idiots that get transported to this fucking island. They gotta stay alive, okay? First week, they get rid of the Navy SEAL. He's the only guy out. And how do they get rid of him? They vote him off the island, thereby ensuring their own extinction. If they didn't have paramedics standing by, they'd all be fucking dead. This is a wonderful parallel. This is the parallel of our society. People think that if you're fucking cool, you will be able to survive. This is not the case. This is quite simply not the case. Survivor is a fucking joke, but if you look at it, you can see the parallels in our modern day society. You look around, you can see that, oh, hey, the cool guys are getting all the jobs. The cool guys are doing this. Yeah, the cool guys are a fraud. The cool guys are fake. The cool guys are not the ones who are able to perform. This is why the internet's such a beautiful fucking thing, because now the geeks who used to get the shit guy will never get the good job. The guy who's Toby stuck in a fucking mailroom, he's the guy running your old network. Why? Because he's the one who can actually perform. Yeah, you can schmooze all you want. You want to go to your golf course? You go to your fucking golf course, but I'm the survivor. I'm the guy who's gonna make it because I've got the fucking knowledge. Knowledge is power. Everyone said that for years, but now it's fucking true. Now it's all about the people who have got the knowledge. You have got the know-how. And by you even listening to Rant Radio, you've got knowledge and know-how. That's the fucking key. That's the secret. That's how you can be a survivor. You can turn off the fucking media. What the hell, man? You don't have to go and listen to that bullshit. You don't need it. You don't need any of that shit. You've got us now. We're your new family. We can take care of the whole thing. There's a million people just like you. They're just like you. They're just as sick. Why do you suppose thrash music is so fucking prominent? Why do you suppose Europe is twice as pissed off as we are? Because they've had longer to get that way, and we're all on a rocket-assisted glorious path in which we are all gonna come up together, and the new evolution will be born. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Rant Radio listeners, we've just received a report that apparently Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, was shot in Dallas, Texas at about 11:15 this afternoon. This morning we will get you some more details as they come available. Now we return you to a rant by Sean Kennedy.
Hell, even though...
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
I hit you in the face with a shovel. I was
sitting back the other day, you know, and I was a little bit concerned about the direction of Cult. I was a little bit concerned about the direction the Cult was going. I went and I checked my email. I got an email from a gargoyle, one of the gargoyles, Gargoyle Apoc, down in New York. He sent me an email. He said, you know, Sean, he said, I've been thinking. And he shared some ideas with me, and you know what? I think he's absolutely right. For a while there, sometimes you get a little bit concerned. And I'm sure this happens to everybody. Everybody hits a wall at a point in their life, but they don't really know what they're about. Maybe you've experienced it with Rand Radio. Maybe you sit there and you're at work and you wonder what the fuck you're gonna do. How can I make a difference? Well, the difference is here. We've got the opportunity now to make a change in the world in real time. The millennium has just hit and we have possibilities to make things happen. Why is this? Why? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to make a change? It's not about revolution, baby. It's about evolution. The evolution is here. The evolution is now. You can be part of the evolution. Join at thecult.org. There's no stopping you. They can't stop you. They can't stop me. They can't stop us all. They can't stop anybody. Natural selection in action. We don't have to beat the fuck out of anyone. They're beating the fuck out of themselves. Let's let these motherfuckers die. That's all they're gonna do. All we gotta do is get to the young people. We'll fucking take the hearts and minds, baby. They can't stop us. We'll spread cult around like some fucking neurotic virus, and no one will be able to make it stop. It'll just keep going and growing and getting stronger. And pretty soon the religious right will be freaked out. And after that, the CIA will get freaked out. And then the FBI will get freaked out, but it'll be too fucking late. You wanna arrest me? Go ahead. I'm not scared of getting arrested. You come on in. Fucking come bust down the man. I double dog dare you. Because you're really fucking stupid. You don't see the 200,000 cult members waiting to happen. Bring me the publicity. I'm an inevitable fucking means, man. Cult is inevitable means. We're just gonna keep on living our lives, getting young people, because it's the truth and it makes fucking sense. You cannot stop it. You cannot stop us. You cannot stop cult. It's not about revolution. It's about evolution, baby. And fucking now. Now we're on track. Thanks, APOC. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man. Well, even though PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's gonna be a good time. Stick around, lots more coming.
At approximately 1:15 Eastern Daylight Savings Time, shots rang out over Sean Kennedy's motorcade in Dallas, Texas. As he was passing through Dealey Plaza, first reports indicate a lone gunman and shots to the head. More news as it develops.
Well, even though PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's gonna be a good time. Stick around, lots more coming.
Oh my God!
Wow!
I can't believe it.
At 1:25 Eastern Daylight Savings Time at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, was pronounced dead. I can't go up.
He left one widow. I really don't know what else to say.
This is just in. A suspect has been arrested in relation to the shooting. The suspect has been identified as one Lieutenant Major Zombie. He was arrested in Parkland Theater, downtown Dallas. It's still uncertain as to why exactly this happened. Police are questioning a Rant Radio cult Ronin team has been dispatched to the area. We will try to get some further information as we can.
Okay, we're going to go live to the street here, and we're going to interview some people about what their initial reaction to the Sean Kennedy, the Kennedy assassination. We're going to go live to the street. We've got some people. What is your first reaction to the death of Mr. Kennedy?
I came out here to see the man. I've heard so much. This is my first time.
Yes, he was a great man and a cultural icon for all of us to look up to.
I seen everything. They blew his head clean off. There was blood everywhere. It was all over the streets. It was running down the sides of buildings. There was flames coming from the sky. It was the apocalypse.
I've got reports that it was a lone gunman. He was up in the book depository tower, and
actually, I saw some shots coming from across the way.
You'll have to go get out of here. Get out of here. There's only one gunman. There's only one gunman. He was a great man.
Wait, there was a whiff of smoke from the grassy knoll. I distinctly saw a whiff of smoke from the grassy knoll. And the book depository, there was definite glints of light coming from there. And by the refraction of the sound waves, I could definitely tell it was coming from a northeasterly direction.
We believe the police have found somebody who is recorded the whole thing. I think it was a Mr. Zapruder. Yeah. We're going to take that film into the lab. And analyze that piece of film, see if we can get anything off of that. Back to the studio, see if there's any reports on Lieutenant Major Zombie arrest or capture, and any further developments. Back to you in the studio.
Well, they're just bringing him down to processing, and they're going to transfer him to the maximum security facility. Oh my God! They've shot him.
That's right.
Lieutenant Major Zombie has been shot.
It's
happened all
so sudden. Unspeakable. I can't believe this. We're seeing history in the making.
Unfolding on live television. I can't believe this. So many things are happening today. It's one after the other.
These are momentous events that will last a lunchtime. I mean, a lifetime. Sorry, I was hungry there.
Okay. I think we've taken this.
I think we pretty much beat this one into the ground.
So what is everybody's response to all of the stupidity?
They thought we were very foolish. Somebody needed a better escape plan. And Mr. Echo says, I think they're having too much fun.
What was that?
Prankmaster comeback. No, there's the prankmaster came into the into the. He didn't say anything. He spammed and left.
Okay.
Prankmaster, you must phone us.
Okay. Is anyone else? What are some of the other people saying?
I think they think we're all fools.
Yeah.
Big fools.
Well, you know, sleep deprivation will do that to you.
Last to lunchtime. That sounds kick-ass. Remember, it was the CIA agent in the passenger seat.
Yeah, yep.
Kennedy assassination, zombie caught in a theater.
Well, you know, you could clearly see his head went back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
And the dark one scrambled over the back of the limousine.
And returned fire.
Taking out 14 civilians.
Missing Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Interestingly enough, she was using a double-barreled shotgun that she bought at S-Mart.
Just never ran out of bullets. And Paley says, I want some of what they're on. A lot of Dr. Pepper.
A lot of Dr. Pepper, no sleepy.
the mix for bad radio.
Oh, yeah.
All chatter and no sleep make Projectile Vomit Man something.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, yeah. My head hurts.
Red Rum. So, we're going to play that interview from last week. We're going to check on the pancakes. And we will be back, hopefully, with an interview with Lieutenant Major Zombie, if he comes on.
I can't. He was shot by Jack Ruby.
Oh, he was resuscitated back to life by Ronan Medic, amazingly.
I'm sorry. I was
You
smart.
Wouldn't... Okay, here it is. For all of you that have missed it, the amazing interview where Sean Kennedy rips into Al from Americans for Purity. Somebody
have you heard this, Jim?
could post that on the IRC so people can listen in. If you're not on the IRC, you can get to the IRC. Go to Downnet Servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat. Here it is, the interview from last week. It's amazing.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's danger. Danger.
All right, let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hi, this is Al Matthews from Americans for Purity.
Hi, Al. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Excellent. Thank you for taking...